We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
What's happening? Did I get duped?
Yeah. Gene, are you there? Gene?
I'm right here.
Last man on the moon.
Be extremely careful what you say. I haven't had my coffee yet, and I'm in no mood for stupid, irresponsible remarks.
Go, Steve-O. Ask him.
Steve-O.
Okay, Gene. I don't know if this is real, but I'm going to pretend like it
is. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know it's real?
Well, you guys are just laughing at this guy, and it's super disrespectful.
Oh, no, exactly!
So I don't know what's happening.
Dex?
What's the matter with everybody? Everybody's so grumpy every morning around here.
Thursday.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go!
Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
No!
Call it what you want.
We're live, everybody, everybody, everybody. It's 6:04.
Sure is.
High today, 73.
Is it?
I guessed. I want to see if that's right.
It's 73!
Booyah.
Guys, I seriously am losing my voice, and I'm starting to get worried.
Friend over there, did you see how I just guessed at it because I studied what's going on?
And you were right with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take a wizard. Any idiot can do the weather.
That's right.
That's everybody, right. Everybody, Brittany Flowers is here.
Brittany Flowers!
Tu casa está.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. If you don't know who Brittany Flowers is, well, here she
is.
Right
mistake
here.
For slurpy lovers out there. But this one comes with a warning. Be prepared to have a terrible, terrible brain freeze tomorrow because it's Bring Your Own Cup Day at 7-Eleven.
Why do you call yourself white, Kanye?
I mean, I act like Kanye, and I'm white.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you finish, but we're going to go ahead and move on.
So bananas you won't be able to juice because they're too soft.
Yeah. I've always tried to squeeze juice out of bananas.
No,
it never
that's
works.
Offensive.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. What? Oh, what a funny girl.
What a funny girl.
What was that?
She
what
sounds
a funny girl.
Super funny.
She does sound super funny.
Oh.
I'm a fan.
Apparently, you don't need a wizard to do the news either.
Mm. I don't do the news. I do a lifestyle show.
I'm going to let you finish, but you were just doing the news.
That guy, okay, so back in the day, real world, they were having their auditions here in Albuquerque, and so we went out there, we did a live show from there, and that guy was there. White Kanye, so get this.
White
Kanye.
That's what
in
he called
a wheelchair.
Himself. Oh.
He was in a wheelchair. But he did not need the wheelchair.
Oh.
He, during the interview, he stands up, and he just, like, starts talking to me, and I was like, oh, boy, you didn't even need that. Oh. He just, like, had it, just because, you know, he felt like
it. Like a prop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And he calls himself White Kanye, and I asked him why, and he said, because I'm annoying, and I was like, tell me about it.
Nailed it.
That's how you got to do it if you're going to apply for those reality shows. You got to stand out.
I don't know, man.
I guess so.
No, you do. You need a story.
Yeah.
Well, he was not, I would not have enjoyed watching him on TV.
I'm thinking about doing a rap project, but I'm going to be an asthmatic rapper named Weezus.
Oh.
It's going to be legit.
Okay.
Okay. Right. It's going to work out for you, I'm sure.
So, Brittany Flowers, what have you been up to?
It worked out for White Kanye.
today I'm going to be live at Isotopes Park.
Oh, yeah?
So, that's cool.
Oh, so I that's also, why you...
there's a reason why you're here. You got to plug your deal.
No.
Yeah?
Off air, like, she straight-faced was like, are you going to Isotopes Park today? And I'm like... No.
Okay, the Isotopes, Albuquerque.
Isotopes.
It's
yeah.
a whole
new.
What? How are you so
ball game?
Brittany is just on fire this
She's
morning.
She's on it.
She
has stolen your energy. That's what it is.
Dang.
I have nothing left.
He's like God. Toast today.
But also lately, I've been buying presents for you, so we don't have to show them now. We can show them later, or we can show them now if you want. It doesn't matter.
Let's wait. Wait,
which one do you want to do?
Let's wait.
Brittany.
She's just ready to
give the options,
she's ready.
Teo.
She can't wait to give presents, but we're going to make her wait.
Okay.
Unless, you know, I mean, are you going to be annoying about it if you don't get to do it right now?
I'm going to go ahead and say yeah.
No.
Okay.
Teo doesn't get gifts.
Are you bummed?
Changed my mind.
Are you bummed that your TV show Castle got canceled? Because you kind of remind me of Stanna Katic. So.
Well, no, I never watched Castle. And Castle's not on Fox.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what is?
Gotham!
Also, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were a fan of The Grindr.
Loved it.
I loved The Grindr. I was so sad. Yeah. That was a really good show.
So funny.
Grandfathered was okay. Grindr was amazing.
Yes. Literally just yesterday, Dex was saying the only good show on Fox was Gotham.
Gotham.
That's it.
Literally the only show.
So you guys don't like Lucifer?
Never seen it.
See,
I tried to give Lucifer
a chance. I didn't really like it.
We're not allowed to watch that show.
Don't we all try to give Lucifer a chance and then we learn later?
I mean the TV show that's on Fox.
Shouldn't have done it. You know who else gave Lucifer a chance? Eve.
Hey, have you guys seen Wayward Pines?
No.
Dude. Yeah,
Wayward Pines is coming back.
Really?
Tuesday.
I already have the... Well, never mind.
What?
Sometimes we get things from...
That's M. Night, right?
Is that
his thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I got a screener, so I have the first two episodes.
That's cool.
You do? Mm-hmm. Me too.
No, you don't.
Do you really?
Yeah, I probably do. I just log into this Fox thing.
Okay,
perfect.
Yeah, I like that show.
But Wayward Pines, awesome.
Yeah.
Great show.
Totally have never seen it. But I saw the trailer for this one. I was like, this show looks amazing.
You need to watch the
season
first two. Season.
Yeah.
Okay, is it a lot like Twin Peaks?
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, she's like 17 years old. She has no idea what that... Okay.
Yeah.
No. There's a show.
It's called Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
It was from the 80s. You weren't born.
She's like 10.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the 80s.
Not the restaurant. The restaurant's a different scenario.
She wasn't
scenario.
Born in the 80s. No, not at all.
No.
Britt, don't ever leave us! Just be here forever and just... You're going to hang out with us forever?
Well, good thing I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, you are.
Me too.
That's weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that is a show right now.
I think it is.
Because that show's coming back too.
Yeah.
But then I read a review of Wayward Pines and it was like, this is just like Twin Peaks. So that made me not want to watch it.
It's good. It's mysterious and it's about a town and I can't really tell you much more.
Twin Peaks was also about a weird town.
Yes, in the mountains.
Well, there's weird towns all over the
place. It's kind of like it had an X-Files vibe to it.
Oh, okay.
Mm. It was before
another
X-Files.
Another Fox show.
Yeah, it was before X-Files. Yeah.
But
X-Files
it's totally,
was greatly,
it turned into one of those, it was like weird. I didn't get to watch it really when I was a kid. I just know a lot about it because a lot of my friends have watched it.
Okay.
But now it's going through one of those revivals where all of the original actors are coming back. It's 20-something years later.
So X-Files just did?
Yes.
Okay.
It's doing that again.
Right.
And Prison Break is coming back. Yep. I don't know if you guys watched that.
No, I'm a fan. Big fan.
24 is also coming back in a new iteration.
Mm-hmm.
And Lethal Weapon.
What else could Fox bring back that they did like 20 years ago?
Mm.
Married with Children.
Aren't they anything trying else? To make that happen?
Hey, MacGyver.
Are they really? So.
They're doing MacGyver. They're bringing MacGyver.
They're bringing MacGyver back. There's a pilot.
In Living Color.
Mm.
Except they're doing that already. It's called Lethal Weapon.
Nah. Yep. Lethal Weapon is coming
Riggs
back
is
as a show.
Played by Jim Carrey.
Oh.
I wish.
Brittany Flowers, we're glad you're here. You're
thanks.
Hanging out with us for an hour. And then she goes off to her her little job. She does TV, Tu Casa style. With that, what's that guy's name? Mark?
Well, no, Chad Brummett.
Chad
Brummett.
You got
Chad, Brad, Brad.
Chad.
You got a Mark fan in here.
Chad, Brad, 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 Brad. Chad.
He's a really nice guy.
He sure is.
I met him once at a Smith's. He like bum rushed me. He was like, I love your show. And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
I don't know you, girl.
It was cool.
Yeah, I don't know who you are. Just step
he
away.
Was buying Gatorade.
Terrible.
That didn't happen. I don't know.
Guys, we have a huge show this morning. This is a big show.
That's my favorite part of the show,
mm-hmm.
is when you say that we have a huge or
he
a very big
day.
Or an awesome. I know.
It's huge show. Before we get into all the details about this huge show.
Yeah.
Today is May 19th.
May 19th.
480 years ago on this day. In 1536.
I was born.
I was going to say.
King Henry VIII.
Oh, nice.
And his second wife, Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn.
She was beheaded.
Yeah. Ah. He can't cheer for that.
Yeah, that's... Why are you...
I did not cheer for
over beheadings.
She was beheaded after she was convicted of adultery and incest with her brother.
Okay, well, we're starting the show strong.
He married Jane Seymour the very next day.
Not Jane Seymour.
Wait, Jane Seymour?
That's right.
Dr. Quinn?
Medicine woman. Yep.
Dang, we almost interviewed her one time, B-Flow.
A long time ago. 480 years ago.
Okay, now, did she really do that, or was that... Was that how he set her up? Because you know King Henry VIII, he wasn't like the...
He can do what he wants.
The most legit dude.
No, he was not.
He could do what he wanted. In fact, he started a new church that we now call the Anglican Church because he wanted to get a divorce.
Wow. You know your history.
He could do everything he wanted.
Wow. You're so wise.
I'm not wise.
So
I read a couple facts in a book. I don't even know if the book was real. Could have been a fake book.
And then now you're just telling people... On the radio.
Well, that's why we have jobs, right? Two Casa style?
No, we fact check. We're sure.
Yeah, we are too.
You didn't know
I fact check Google News every day.
You didn't know that white Kanye didn't need that wheelchair.
Every day.
You're right. I didn't know that.
You didn't fact check that
me.
Let's see. How old is Kevin Garnett today? He's the big Minnesota Timberwolves guy.
No, he's not.
No.
He came straight from high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was like Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe.
37.
Wait, didn't I literally just say that?
I think you did.
Did you?
I think yeah.
You
did. No. And then you said, no.
No. I thought you said 38.
37.
I thought you said 38.
Did I?
Yeah.
Maybe I did. I don't even remember.
I think you did.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I said 37. Can you fact check that for me?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm doing it right now. I've got Wikipedia pulled up.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me double check in this. Stand by.
Let's see.
Yes. Hold
Let's
on.
Let's see what I did.
Let me find out what
We're
he
checking
said.
Right now. Fact checking.
Yeah. This is so awesome.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
There we go. Oh.
Listening. See? I did say 38.
There we go. There
we were just listening heard to it. The audio.
Yes!
We just
we
heard
seriously
it.
Seriously, just listening.
Thank you,
to
producer.
It. Yeah.
Thanks,
for
Doug.
Sending us.
I said 38.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Teo, did you say?
Fine, I'll say 38.
Did I what?
Did you say how old?
No, I did not.
How old?
37.
40.
Okay.
Gosh. I said 37.
I know. I copied you.
How old is Chewbacca today? Peter Mayhew.
76. Ooh.
73.
78.
72.
Almost had it.
Andre the Giant.
Oh, he's no longer with us, man.
WWF legend. Princess Bride. Actor.
Oh.
Better than Forrest Gump.
Father of the Big Show.
I'm moving this over here because people really just want to see B-Flow.
B-Flow.
How old's Andre the Giant?
Never mind.
Well,
she's dancing that. Like a weirdo.
Andre the Giant would have been, I think, what, 75 today?
Okay. I say 67.
80.
75. Tail away.
Oh!
Wow.
Feels
there
good.
Go. Hmm.
There you go. That's what's happening.
You know, we used to do this, Steve
like
and I. We used to have like a fun
It was
birthday.
Great, man.
It was fun.
Nobody
Doug,
cares about birthdays.
Yeah. Producer Doug was here. And then somebody, Hurricane Chip.
Stop!
Well, you know, it was a little long.
No, oh,
it was,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Way to take sides.
Dragged out a little bit.
Way to take sides.
You remind me of a certain weatherman that's always sucking up to the weather wizards.
Oh. Only so many birthdays you can do in one segment.
Nah, it's right. This is a better way to do it. We had a fun time, though.
Let's see. Coming up on the show this morning. We have an update on the guy who went live on Facebook and streamed his wife's birthing.
Okay. Ugh.
There's an update.
Yeah. Did he get a money check?
It's called a divorce. It's really sad.
Update.
Yeah. There's a new product that I think Teo is going to love.
Good.
It's about cats.
Yes.
Are you a cat fan, Brittany? You like cats?
Tell
I recently
truth,
came out to my family. As a cat person.
Oh, no.
Really? It was a really difficult time for me. They still don't quite understand it.
No.
But, yeah. I like cats, I think.
That's a good way to put it. Have you heard this track? 652 Cats Hotline. This is our standby music.
This is good.
Yeah.
Why do you have this?
Why not?
Oh, gosh.
652
Cats? 652
no.
Cats. Still real. Still giving advice out every day.
We have our live line. Steve-O, what's that live line?
585 Live. Sadly, usually this early, only B-Flow is texting us. She's here. So no one.
Yeah, okay.
No one.
Well, that's all right.
Actually, that's not true. Somebody asked if It was it a coloring book?
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
Huh? I don't know.
Yeah.
From Weatherford, Oklahoma.
I'm saying yes.
All right.
Okay. And then somebody else said, B-Flow dropped everything and nobody saw.
What'd you drop, B-Flow?
Who saw?
The cameras.
I don't know. The people on the webcam.
There's a bunch of paper up here. I found a paper that says, if I'd had time, I would have thought of something to say.
Those are our fan letters.
Oh, okay.
They send us fan letters.
Those are fan mail.
And that's what they
say. Please leave it out for everybody.
This is the fan mail.
Yes, that's what they say.
Okay.
Yep. Rock
yeah.
They,
well,
but they made us fudge.
Rock on,
the
guys.
The creepy people that are watching.
Yes.
Okay. I watched one time, and I saw a bunch of dancing.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
She recorded it.
I did record it.
What?
Got right here.
I haven't showed you the video.
She's got it right here.
It's really good.
She recorded it and then sent it to 652Cast.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Live line. It's open.
Let's jump right into this. Yesterday, we didn't get a chance to talk about these emojis.
Emojis.
Oh.
You know, quit being so emotional.
As parents, we have to stay up to date with all of this teenage language out there. Which,
baby.
Emoji is a language that we all should learn. In fact, you can take a class down at UNM.
Smiley,
it's called the Emoji Class.
A pile of poop.
Is that real?
Yep.
You're lying.
Done.
Here we go. There's some emojis. If your kids are texting you these emojis and you don't know what they mean, we're going to give you the meaning. Has anybody ever sent you the frog emoji?
Chrissy sends me that on the huge. And I'm like, huh. Okay. And I always assume it's like, oh, because I am a prince and she wants to kiss me.
Well, yeah.
Is that it, Dex? That's got to be it, right?
It's a way of calling someone ugly.
Oh.
If you get the frog emoji, you're ugly.
I mean, I knew she didn't like my hair, but.
Whatever, dude.
Man, she punched you yesterday. And
she did. I have my wife.
How are you, by
the
way?
Yeah, it's. I'm getting through. Emotionally scarred more than physically, I guess.
Told you to take a picture. Now you can't because it's all healed up.
Yeah.
How about the dog emoji? Get that dog emoji ever?
That one's like, you're my dog. That's
yeah,
what it
right?
means.
Yep, for life!
B-Flow
sends
life.
Me that regularly because we're like, well, dude, we're homies. You're my dog.
Exactly. You guys nailed it.
Yeah. Really?
Next one.
is that what it really means?
I can't say it. I should have proofread
it. I know what it means.
Yeah.
Quit sending that Steve-O jerk.
But if, like, you're my dog. So.
That's what I thought
it means. That's what it means.
You're D-A-W-G. My dog.
That's not what it means.
Ain't nothing but the dog
D-O-G.
In Steve.
D-O-G. The emoji of a guy running. What does that mean? Oh, wait. Followed by a bowling ball. So if you get an emoji of a guy running followed by a bowling ball, what does it mean?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, a guy running followed by the bowling ball?
Yes.
It's like, hey, we should catch up later, maybe bowling.
Huh?
No,
that's not it.
Because you're running, so gosh, it's like, let's catch up.
That's got to be it.
Bowling?
I don't know. No. What does it mean?
It means I'm going to hit you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why can't they just send the fist punch?
Well,
is that too? Okay.
I don't know. These are what the teenagers are using and sending.
Okay.
Teens are crazy.
Teens be crazy.
How about scissors? Someone sends you the scissors
emoji.
I'm going
to cut you.
That's a stabbing.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That's a stabbing. That's right.
No, the stabbing would be the knife.
Oh,
the scissors would be, I'm going to cut you.
I'm going to cut you, yeah.
Is that really it?
But it depends on the context. Like, if they also say they just got a haircut, it's probably not a threat.
What happens if your wife sends you the frog with scissors? Does it mean I'm ugly and I need a haircut?
Yes.
Okay.
Or I'm going to cut your face off because you're ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. In school, Grizzy.
Is there a Nicolas Cage emoji yet?
I thought we were to a point where you could just be honest.
Why not?
I know.
Hey, do you guys get those Kim emojis, the Kim Kardashian emoji? I'm just kidding. No.
I got them.
We're all dudes.
I don't even know who that is. How about the knife emoji?
Oh.
That's a stabbing.
Thank you.
Okay.
And our last one here. Hopefully you guys have been paying attention.
No, dude.
A skull.
You totally... No, it was a knife emoji followed by a face followed by a shower head.
We're running out of time. I don't have time to do that.
means you're a psycho. Yes.
It does mean you're a psycho.
I'm reading over his shoulder.
How about a skull followed by a right arrow?
I'm getting...
Followed by a fire emoji.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Wait.
A skull followed by a right arrow followed by a fire emoji.
It means the last Hunger Games was the death of me.
Death to the right by fire.
I like that.
You think you have any... What? Anything, Brittany?
I got nothing.
All right. Means die in a fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when you say arrow, I thought you meant like bow and arrow.
Yeah, that's what...
No, arrow, directional arrow.
Yeah. Well, that should have been more clear. I would have easily gotten it if that would have been told to me.
I thought... That's why I thought Hunger Games. I thought bow and arrow.
That was pretty clear. There you go. Emojis. Now you know the meanings. Got to keep up to date with what the teenagers are doing, you know?
What if they send you the chocolate yogurt emoji with eyes? Does that mean they want to go to Golden Corral?
No, that's not not the chocolate
yogurt. Hang on,
yogurt.
We just got a text.
My wife sends me that one regularly, and I'm like, oh, she wants me to pick up the country's best yogurt.
No, that's a soft serve ice cream at the buffet.
We
that's
just
the
got
soft,
a text
that's a soft
that
serve
says,
ice cream.
This bit is dumb.
Oh.
But I can't. I don't understand what they're saying because they didn't use emojis.
You know what?
Oh.
Whoever you do that is.
It's Bill.
Bill?
I was assuming it's
Bill,
from
just because you can barely handle a smartphone doesn't mean that you have to think everything is dumb.
Yeah.
That's all that it is.
Oh, I just got some emojis.
What are they?
Nice. I just got a prong and what looks like a muffin with blue stuff.
Let me see.
What is that?
A muffin with blueberries?
We just got another.
It's like a
no. That's a plug-in.
That's not what.
I
no.
think that means
it's a spork. No, guys, I'm really good with emojis. It's the tong thing you use on the grill.
Oh, I
no.
got it.
And a blue. What is it? A muffin?
It's definitely a plug.
I can't.
No. Yes.
Oh, it's a plunger.
That's a shower.
It's,
no.
So, no, it's a prong. So it's your barbecue. Is toilet? That's what it means.
Right.
I'm really good at emojis, guys.
You sure are.
Good thing they can see the emojis. This is great radio.
Great radio.
Tell them, Britt.
You know
what? We're so good at the radio.
This might have been a really dumb bit. This just might have been really dumb.
Let's play it back. Let's play the entire bit back.
The TV girl just said your bit is dumb.
I mean, you know what? You're right.
Let's do it again.
You're absolutely
right. But this time we'll like really theater of the mind, like really show you what the emojis are.
I'll describe the emoji to you. It is a plug. A two-pronged plug-in for an electrical device.
Ah,
also,
yes.
There was a shower head.
No, that's what those were.
That was running.
No, it looked like a barbecue prong.
I think it means get electrocuted.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that what it meant?
It means you're
Thug.
Shocking me.
B-Flow? Hey, B-Flow, what do you do?
She's on the camera.
Don't
stop it, Brittany.
She's just making faces.
People can actually rewind this stuff and then...
You're not supposed to dance like that at a church.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I wasn't dancing.
Well, it's
the
theater
of the
dancing. Mind, isn't
I dance
it?
Just like Elaine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Man. Live lines open, 585 Live. Someone said, I'm a teen and all of these emoji meanings are foreign to me.
Well, now you know.
It's like, I think a mom wrote that. She's like, no, I'm pretty sure that's what it means. The frog means you're ugly.
All right.
You are ugly.
I made all of that up.
Oh,
none of it's real.
My gosh, I believe that so hard right now.
Okay. We're also going to talk about self-driving big rigs.
Booyah.
This morning.
Dude, I definitely want to get in on this conversation.
Yeah, you do.
Because it is stupid and terrifying.
It's awesome.
No!
We got to take a break. Sorry, I wasted 30 minutes of the show, Brittany. That really.
Whatever, we're going to do it again.
Here for another 30 minutes, so. But heck, we got headlines with Teo. We got to check the roads. We got that new cat product. It's just, I mean, it's just awesome. You're going to love it. If you love cats, you're going to love this product. Good morning, Starmy. Hang out with us.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today? Conservatives meeting at Facebook headquarters in California after controversy over what's trending.
Trump and the RNC will jointly raise money for the general election and for GOP candidates in other races.
Yet another severe spring storm, this time hammering parts of South Texas.
Plenty of damage in the San Antonio area, which was hit hard once again by a hailstorm.
The Fed not ruling out a possible interest rate hike in June.
In a trial stemming from last year's death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, the defense has rested its case. Police officer Edward Nero is charged for his alleged role leading to the death of Gray, a black man who suffered a broken neck while in police custody.
Some air travelers are taking those long lines for airport security in stride.
If it will help from bombing or anything else getting on the planes that don't need to be on, then I'm for that.
There's a new record for a diamond sold at auction. The Oppenheimer Blue, considered the largest vivid blue diamond ever auctioned off, selling for more than $50 million.
Wow.
Yeah, right? I wasn't listening. What happened in the news?
Something about a diamond.
Oh, sold diamond in the rough.
$50 million.
I'm looking this joker up. There was this dude, and it was like in the Middle East. And
look at that.
He was like talking to this old guy, and it was like, "You, sir, are a diamond in the rough. Now climb inside that tiger's mouth and get me the lamp. Am I right?"
Mm-hmm. The diamond in the diamond.
I watched that documentary this week. It was crazy, man. And that's how oil was invented.
639.
High today of 73 degrees.
Traffic. No accidents to report.
Have a good commute. That's your look at traffic.
585 Live, you can text the show. 585-5483. You can call us, 338-3700.
This Oppenheimer blue diamond is awesome.
It looks fake.
It does look fake, and it's not. That's what's so crazy about it. Look at that.
$57 million blue.
14.62 carats.
Did you guys buy your wives real diamonds? Are they... Why do you buy that? Look?
What am I, a billionaire?
Here's the thing. I spent a lot of money on my wife's ring, and she lost it.
Oh, no.
No way.
Not buying her another ring.
Booyah.
Never again.
Chrissy and I have been married 13 years, and she's never even taken it off.
That's what you get
really?
When you let
Ever.
Your heart win.
I didn't take mine off for a long time.
That's
and then
her thing.
I got nervous. Yeah. Washing hands and stuff. So.
Her grandparents were that couple. They were the sweet, like, the notebook couple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, when Grandpa was older, he had to go in for, like, one of those crazy scan things, and it was like, you have to take your ring off. And it's like, I've worn this ring for 60-something years.
Oh,
I'm not
man.
Taking it off. So they connected their ring fingers and
what?
Slid the ring across his finger to her finger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
that's
Chrissy's
adorable.
Like, I'll never take it off. And I'm like, that's weird. I take mine off all the time.
Yeah,
like,
Topher plays with his ring all the time, and he takes it off. And he, like, whenever we're out at a restaurant, he'll just spin it around on the table. And I'm excuse me. And then he'll tell, you know what he started doing? Is he makes me put a goal up with my hands. And he tries to spin
that's
it through
a,
my
oh,
hands.
That's, a, yeah.
That's what we do at
Dude,
restaurants.
Dude, Tayo and I have been trying to get rid of ours for years. They just keep sticking around. It's weird.
Yeah, Chrissy's grandparents were the notebook couple. My grandparents were the manila folder couple.
What does that even mean?
So they got those rings, and then they freaking Titanic'd them, threw them in the ocean.
Yeah.
They got
what?
Rid of that stuff. They were like, this is stupid.
That is not-
no.
Opposite. Of notebook.
This is not
manila folder.
Get out of here.
Nope.
It's good.
It's a layered joke.
Still not.
Yeah,
look,
you'll get
weird...
pieces of it later.
Oh, geez.
That's how it works. Okay. I'm just kidding. Neither of my grandparents was like that. They were totally like old school.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know if they kept the rings on at all times.
Oh.
I take my ring off when I go to the gym or when I do anything that I think my finger could get caught in something and get ripped off. Because I had a friend who was playing basketball. And he went up to dunk because he was really tall, and his ring caught one of the little hoops on the rim, and it ripped his finger off.
What?
Oh,
yeah. So
was it just hanging there?
I think so. It was above the rim.
Oh man.
Movie
nah,
reference.
Nah, nah.
But
nah,
seriously,
nah, nah.
Yeah, it ripped. So I got paranoid about it. Taking the ring off.
My dad was a pilot and an airplane mechanic.
Okay.
And his ring got stuck in an engine. This is a real story. Almost lost his finger.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he didn't wear a ring after that. And I'm like, that's
well, the whole diamond ring, the engagement thing, was just put on by advertisers, basically.
Really?
Yeah. So you don't even...
my voice?
That's not even a classic thing. Diamond people advertised, well, you don't even love your lady if you're not getting her a diamond ring.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a scam.
Yeah, it's a complete scam.
You know what is?
It is.
Valentine's Day is
years.
A scam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else is
Christmas?
A scam? Christmas parts of it are.
All of the presents parts.
Yeah, they're all That's scams. I mean. That being said, Topher, you better get me so many presents. Oh,
the best
so
present
many.
At Christmas is the presents.
Wait, what?
Of the Lord and your loved ones.
Oh, okay.
Booyah.
Speaking of presents coming up, Brittany Flowers has presents for
mm-hmm.
us.
We got a present on the live line.
What did they say?
I think during our emoji conversation, people were trying to hit us with solid emoji things.
They got emojinal.
Yeah.
Not
and,
letting that go.
Do they show up as just like squares?
No, it's right here. Britt, you're the youngest, so you might get this. It's a four-leaf clover and a windmill or a... Or a palm tree and a cactus.
Okay, I think it's a four-leaf clover and a palm tree slash, and then a cactus, and then...
Three pairs of pants?
Yeah, that means...
Everybody pants now.
Pants, everybody.
That's wrong.
No,
dumb. Dumb. It even says everybody clap. It doesn't say pants.
Well, everybody pants now.
What does that mean?
It's a different word than clap.
It's true.
Am I dumb?
Why don't you... Whoever wrote it, why don't you say...
Well, because they just try to pull a Riddler from like Gotham.
I'm sorry, I did the emoji thing.
What's another word for wall?
Just stop right now.
I'm proud of you.
That's the
Gosh.
Like,
no
hint.
More.
Hit the wall.
Don't be sending us
well,
emoji.
Let me. Speaking of hitting the wall, I've hit a wall with advice on 652 cats. Can I ask you guys? I just got a cat question.
Nope. Sorry.
I didn't bring any cash.
Just
today.
Kidding. Yeah.
I can't pay him off.
I'm ready.
What do you think? Okay, here we go. Do you have any advice on how to have my cat Aspen stop using our toilet?
Why would you want them to stop?
She started using our guest bathroom toilet to urinate and her litter box to do number two. Curiously, she picked up this habit on her own, I guess by watching my family during daily routine. I even tried closing the toilet lid, but she will meow and annoy whoever's around until the toilet seat lid is flipped back up.
Mm.
We keep our other two bathroom doors shut to prevent her from using them, and we changed they changed those two door handles to round knobs. Yes, she would open the handles before. The reason we haven't changed the guest bathroom doorknob is because we know she'll just meow until somebody opens the door. Any advice would be appreciated. And so I wrote, you need to celebrate the fact that your cat has evolved and awesome.
Yeah.
The cat uses the toilet.
That's incredible to me.
Your cat has done something instinctually that people try to train their cats to do. Mm. This is great.
Yeah, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I would be more inclined to get a cat if we're guaranteed to do that.
Here's some advice. Flush the toilet after the cat uses it and give them a treat. Because that's awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
Maybe they're asking, how can we get the cat to do number two in the toilet also?
Let it happen. The cat has already trained itself to pee in the toilet. Maybe it'll start pooping in there, too.
Hey, when are you going to start potty training little Johnny?
Johnny?
Boy? Yeah.
You already are, aren't you?
Are you?
The toilet is present.
Okay.
The Jeters gave us the old Brody toilet.
Yep.
Oh.
The Brodliet.
No.
But I don't know when it's actually going to... But now you
it
know
what,
Johnny...
It was called the Cabrode.
The Cabrode.
The
there you go.
The Cabrode.
But we're going to switch
I'm
it back.
I'm better at that.
We're going to switch it back to the...
leave it to Steven.
The John. We're just going to call it the John.
Oh, the John.
Yeah.
For Johnny.
But he already will... If he gets a stinky diaper, he'll walk up and start going shoo-shoo.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. He's almost there.
He'll do it.
That's
don't
exciting.
Force him, man, because I know some parents are like... Just, you gotta, now,
poop
and, then,
in the floor.
And then it becomes
no, we
like,
tried, yeah.
Ah, and then they're terrified, and,
no,
and then they're,
yeah, yeah. He walks in, and he'll tug at his diaper, and he'll go, shoo, shoo.
Mm.
That's great.
That's good.
He's smart.
That's a good thing.
He is smart.
He's refined.
He also
I'm excited
stole
to
my
see
credit
the difference
card.
Between boys and girls when it comes to potty training.
Yeah.
Cannon I hear it's easier with girls.
That's what I've heard, too.
Not in my world.
Yeah.
My daughter
really?
Is not the easiest.
Don't talk about Jaden.
Oh,
she's
no.
a teenager.
No.
She was going to the bathroom in the middle of her bedroom.
Okay.
Number two.
But was it consistent?
Yep.
Like, okay, so then what if you just put one of those potties right there?
Didn't work.
No?
We tried everything. Electric shock.
And she's still doing it?
Therapy. See? You joke, but people like
I'm
got
kidding.
Crazy with their kids over...
I know. People are
potty training.
Yeah, what I learned is that you have to wait, and they'll tell you when they're ready. Cannon was... Took Cannon a while.
What worked for us is we finally... we had them... Somebody
Aww.
Told us this. We had them walk around the
Sweetheart.
House naked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then that way, they didn't have that... you know, the whatever the diaper to catch whatever it was, you know, if they were going to go number one and number two. And so they would run up to me and, like, I got to go.
You don't, you don't rub their nose in it.
Well, I tried that
like
once. It didn't work.
Okay.
Unless they got mad at me.
You know, and I had heard, you know, buy them new underwear that they'll really, really like. So we got Canon Spider-Man underwear, also Star Wars. And we were like, you don't want to mess these up. And so it didn't work.
Really?
So it just took Canon a little bit longer.
He's a DC fan?
No.
You should have gone with Batman.
No, he's Spider-Can.
Spider-Can!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spider can't use the bathroom.
Yeah. Thanks, well, no, he can now.
Well, I love all this talk about potty training, but we got some things to do, okay? Let's just get just jump right into it. We got some news.
News!
You can have mine.
No, we're
you can
still
you can have mine, Brittany.
No, stop it.
You can have mine.
Paul Rudd seems to enjoy Santa Fe.
Woo-hoo!
We have a clip. Play the clip.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
Oh,
Paul Rudd, if you're listening.
He's my favorite.
We need you on the show.
We need
Paul Rudd seems to be enjoying the city different. Here, he took a picture with fan and local business owner Christina Iverson.
Looked at him and I said, I know you. Where do I know you from? And he said,
in a slow voice,
I am Paul Rudd. I'm an actor. He said, I'm an actor.
Rudd made his way into the small secondhand store Cowboys, known for its vast selection of Western wear. Iverson says celebrities coming into the store is not only exciting for her, but it's also great for business.
Mm. It's good for local business because all of them walk around and they shop and they buy things and that and the other.
The reason why Rudd isn't...
People from Santa Fe have a weird accent. I don't get it.
They all sound crazy.
Wait, so,
I love you guys,
so
but you all
Rudd
sound
wasn't
crazy.
In the clip? It was just some
it was just
random
a lady.
Person?
It was her
just
telling
a
Santa the story.
Oh, wait, hey, tell your people at the news station that Paul Rudd stopped by our morning show.
Yeah, I'll tell them.
And then when they come to interview me, I'll be like, yeah, he came in. And I was like, where do I know you from? And he's like, I'm an actor.
I'm
it was Paul Rudd!
I am a celebrity.
Sounds like how Keanu would say
Johnny.
It.
I don't know what I would do if I saw Paul Rudd. I'd freak out on the inside, and I'd play it so cool.
I'd walk up and introduce myself to him like he introduces himself to Captain America in Civil War. I'd do the same thing, go,
whoa.
And then I'd touch his chest.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Thanks. Spoiler alert, everybody.
Good. Yeah,
thanks,
dude.
Teo.
Go watch the movie. What's wrong with you? An Egypt Air flight from Paris to Cairo disappeared last night.
Yeah, I heard this.
There were 66 people on board. It isn't clear yet if terrorism had anything to do with it.
Man.
It's gone.
Dude, small planes are creepy.
They are creepy.
I don't know that I've ever actually had that experience.
Yes.
As far as... my mom and dad... pilots, and so like I've had the me and my mom flying me to school story.
Yeah,
that's real life.
What?
I was late,
crazy,
no
childhood.
Joke. Lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico. I went to school in Roswell, New Mexico, at NIMI, and she flew me to school.
What are you, some kind of rich kid?
Well,
he was.
Thanks. Oh, I have pants with holes.
I went
in
on
them,
a small plane recently.
I shouldn't say that.
You
it's
did?
Against stress.
I
code.
Did.
How did you disappear?
No,
good.
I didn't. Yeah. So, okay, I had to fly from here to Roanoke, Virginia. Beautiful place, by the
beautiful,
way.
Just
so,
beautiful.
Is this appropriate? Okay, so I had to go Albuquerque, Phoenix, Phoenix to Charlotte, Charlotte to Roanoke. That last flight, Charlotte to Roanoke, is a tiny little flight. So I've never done this before. So I go into the airport. We hand them our boarding pass. We start walking through the little tunnel thing. And then all of a sudden, we're outside, and we walk down the stairs, and I was like, where are we? Like,
where
walked
are they
through
taking
the
out- me?
We walked into the airport, and then right out of it. And then it was this tiny plane, and I took a picture, a selfie, next to the plane on the ground, and I texted it to Topher, my husband, and he was like, why are you on the ground? And I was like, I don't know what's happening. So I get on the plane, and I count the people. There's 52 people. I'm in the second-to-last seat. And I can see the pilot from where I'm sitting. And the guy behind me had a bomb tattoo on his face.
Yeah. Like it was bomb?
Like what was it? Was it Spider-Man?
No.
Was
it
emoji bomb?
It wasn't even like...
emoji bomb?
It was a very poorly drawn bomb. Right here on his cheek. And
it wasn't
I was like,
a raindrop?
Great. Nope, bomb. It was big. It was big. It took up his whole cheek and it was a bomb.
Oh.
Yeah. And so weird. I texted Topher and I was like, it's this guy.
Yeah.
If anything happens,
it's probably Bomb Face.
Yeah, it's,
that was his villain name.
Do you think that's why he got it? It was like he has a bomb face, and he was like, "Yeah, dude,
you got a bomb face."
So, I don't understand that tattoo at all.
I do. It sounds awesome.
Somebody that can understand weird
like
emojis.
It was the bomb.
By the way, the texter person texted and said it's because it's plants and pants.
Boo.
What?
The emojis that we got.
Everybody pants.
There
now.
It is.
Pants,
yeah.
pants.
We got three plants and we got three pants because it was obviously
plants and pants. Aren't
plants
really
and pants.
Cool. They'll make you dance because you're no fool.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney let a 10-year-old girl play bass with him at a show.
Really?
Play the clip.
What is your name?
Leila.
Leila.
What?
What would you like me to do? Would you like me to sign you doll?
I want to play the bass with you.
Do you have your bass with you?
What? What's a bass?
No. I am going to go here on Thursday.
That's very good, but you don't have your bass with you. How can you play it? This could be interesting. You want to play bass with our band? Like bass like this? Hey,
she did
what do you
too.
Think? Okay, here we go. I reckon we ought to do Get Back. One, two, three.
Yeah. You hear that that bass? You hear that? I don't hear it.
It's going.
How old is that girl?
Boom, boom, boom. 10.
10. That's pretty good.
She is awesome.
Paul McCartney.
That's really cool. A school doesn't want to throw student, or they don't want their students throwing their caps at graduation. So they've offered to Photoshop fake ones into
nope.
the photo.
Nope. That is so dumb.
No, it's cool. Over in England, the University of East Anglia doesn't want the students to throw their caps in the air. Graduation this year, so they've had injuries in the past few years. Mm. They don't want people
injured?
Getting hit. Poked in the eye, okay. Heads chopped off. So they've come up with a plan to keep students from doing it. They're telling everyone to pretend to throw their cap, and then they'll Photoshop fake flying hats into the graduation photos. Then you can buy the photos
idea.
For $11. Naturally, the students think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's a
good
idea. I
mean, you're graduating, so what are they going to do? I'm not going to lie. I would totally be the rebel.
Why would you just Photoshop a hat? Photoshop a dinosaur. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't give me the hat. Give me the dinosaur option. I want to look like I threw the T-Rex into the air.
Thank you, Teo.
You're welcome.
Coming up, Starmie. New product for you cat lovers. You guys will enjoy this. Teo's excited.
Huh?
And we didn't get to this story. A really cool story about a young girl who has cancer. She went to her prom. And somebody famous took her to prom.
Nice.
Really cool. Good morning, everyone. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning.
Oh, sup.
The time is 7:09.
The temperature highs in the degrees is today is 73.
Get that! No traffic at all. There's none. No cars, no roads, just air.
Wow.
That's your look at traffic.
I like it.
I don't know if I believe that, but these Albuquerque drivers are just crazy.
Just crazy. Would you say they're cray-cray?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
338-3700. That's our phone number if you'd like to call into the show. We got a few rules here on the show. We can't request songs unless your name is Christian. I shouldn't have said that. Now everybody's going to be Christian. Darn it. You just can't request songs. Sorry. Just not happening. We have a text line set up for you guys. If you do not like to call radio stations...
Yeah.
Because you think it's creepy. Text us. What's that number?
Brett?
That number is 585-LIVE. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's 585-5483.
Boom!
You know I text it all the time.
Yes, dude!
You know it.
Yeah. Good job, you. Why are you hiding?
Me?
Yeah, I put you on the webcam. Look at that. I put you on the webcam.
Well, I like to be comfy.
Uh-huh. You're sitting on a camera.
I look like I'm in
you
the,
look like you're in the
okay?
corner. Are you in
Am
time
I allowed
now?
To sit on the
How
counter?
How is that more
yeah.
comfortable than the
you
chair?
You totally are.
Because I'm like, I could go to a standing stance really quickly. Okay. I could go from sitting to standing so
I got you.
Fast.
I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking
Brittany
to.
Brittany Flowers in studio.
Brittany Flowers, Two Casa Style.
Two yes. Casa Style.
Tune in.
It's a show about your hair.
Wonderful show.
What?
Yeah, it's style.
It's not,
it's like
not about the, your hair.
I need some style. My wife is constantly saying, you just need at least get it shaped if you're going to do this, because it's long and terrible and I hate it.
I know some people that could help you.
Yeah.
Well, we know people that can help
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But I really know people
yeah,
that
well,
can help you.
Yeah, well, one of my
you.
Dearest friends owns a salon hair. So.
Well, I... cut Cannon's hair recently.
No,
so,
that's...
I'm that mom.
You know what? I think we should go with her option.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
I'll
right.
cut your hair.
Just the tips, though, and like kind of shape
yeah.
it? Oh, let's do this yeah. on hair.
That's a good
Perfect.
Idea.
Okay.
It'll be great radio.
It will yeah, be great radio.
Great radio.
Just scissor
speaking
sounds.
Of, yeah. Speaking of great radio, let's watch another clip.
Yeah.
Somebody on the live line. Somebody on yeah. the live line's a radio professional, and they're critiquing
yeah.
us.
Oh, what'd oh, they say?
No. They said, slow day? And then they also said, it's so fun to watch clips on radio. What a concept.
No. They were saying that genuinely. Like, it's so great.
Oh, see? Look at you.
What clip are they talking about?
All of them. All of them.
Because I happen to like clips.
Yeah.
Gives me a break.
Great like, clips.
Great clips. Dang it.
You guys are tracking.
We are tracking. That's why you got to just be here.
I am
you
here.
You bring out the spaz in me. Mm. You really do.
We're yeah. like the spaz twins.
I don't think that's true, Steve. I mean, you're always just spaztastic.
Spaztastic?
That's right. That's why you're losing your voice all the time.
Yeah. That's true.
That's why.
I'm worried I'm losing my voice, and it's going to be like one of those situations where it's just gone.
Oh.
I just keep thinking about Phil Wickham and how God took his voice away for like months. What if I didn't have a voice for months, guys, and I couldn't do the show?
Do you... such a great break. Oh. Wait, did I say that?
What? Would I get like
No, they were so sad without you when
would
you were gone.
Like, right? No,
they
I know.
They were so... They were crying.
I don't know about that.
Do you, since you're in radio, do you do like the voice exercises and
every morning
and the tea
every
and with the lemon?
Yes. Yeah,
you don't
all of that.
You're lying.
No, he just yells watch. And yells and yells. That's all he does. Hey,
that's my see. I'm losing it.
Wow.
Every morning.
Wow. I just want to punch you so bad.
Oh wow.
Sometimes
bring
I want to punch you in your
bring
perfect.
It in, bring it in the face,
guys. We have an update.
Oh.
Good.
Come on. Pop out, son.
Love this.
Oh, gosh.
Love
what
this
are you doing in there?
So yesterday we did this story about this dad.
Yeah.
Going live on Facebook. Push it. Push it.
Breathe.
Breathe.
Push.
There it is.
Push.
He went live on Facebook.
You got it.
And shared the birthing.
I can see the head like starting to move around over there.
Oh gosh.
You got it. You
this is too much. This is more than too much. This is
Well, I wish we would have had this information yesterday, because we spent a little too much time on it.
Yeah.
It turns out that this guy didn't mean to go live on Facebook. he said he didn't even realize it.
Shut up.
What?
He went to update his status.
Yeah, he thought he was just sharing it with his family.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
But he went live on Facebook, and then, of course, the whole world
yeah,
ended
right.
up watching it.
That's what he told his wife after she was furious.
Accident!
Yeah. Oh, babe! I just... It says,
babe,
like, who you
no,
want
to...
I didn't know! Oh, no, babe!
Yeah.
Oh, babe!
You got it.
No,
we really don't need to hear this.
Love that clip.
Yeah.
45
That's
minutes
awful.
Of
45.
Going live on Facebook.
Nothing but childbirth.
Yeah. Make sure you go to Star 88 FM. Like the page. We go live every once in a while, usually after the show. And it's a good time. It's
people love
show.
Britt, by the way.
Good.
Speaking of shows.
I love Britt. People.
Hello, Britt. You are doing awesome. You should do the show more often. Argie Braulio's mom.
Argie. She texts you guys sometimes and you pronounce her name wrong every single time.
Well, we'll never get it wrong again, Argie.
Argie.
Argie. Fail. Fail. ARP.
Yep.
AARP.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about this new product.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I talk about a new product for all the cat people out there?
You can talk about, you can. Why are you texting
me? Only if you play that great
show.
Music.
Do it. Do it.
The cat song?
Yeah.
I've already played it a couple times. I think it needs a rest. Excuse me, I'm all right.
Whoa. You got a hairball?
Maybe.
Why?
Maybe I just bought myself a licky brush.
What?
A what?
A licky brush.
A licky brush.
Do you ever sit there watching your cat lick himself and think, man, I wish I could get in on that? Well, now you can. There's a new product for sale called the Licky Brush.
The Licky Brush.
That's right. The Licky Brush. And it lets you finally experience the joy of licking your cat, but in a productive and sanitary way.
Licky Brush.
It's shaped like a huge tongue, and you just put it in your mouth.
Your mouth.
Think of it as a brush. So when you lick your cat with it, you're actually brushing them. Sign up now at lickybrush.com. Side effects include your cat wanting to eat your face off, your tongue falling off, hair growing on your tongue, a massive hairball stuck in the middle of your throat. The Licky Brush, because you've always wanted to lick your cat.
You guys want to see it?
I have purchased four of these.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's totally
it's
a real thing. It's a real thing.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody
yes.
tagged me in this video a few days ago.
Yes. I thought that you would really want one, Teo.
I
so you put in your order? Did they do like
a doubt,
a
the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I got a good deal on them.
That's good.
Guys, I thought creepy? This was comedy. This is real life.
No, it's real.
So what's comedy is...
Get that.
Okay, I... am losing. There is a
here we are watching
man.
A video again on radio. Yep.
Okay, so the cat that is being licked by the licky brush
look at that.
Is stoked right now. Look at the cat is not moving. It's sitting there going, okay, okay.
Oh, man. Look at that lady right there.
I really am going to try this.
Oh, look at her.
Do
guys,
not.
No, I'm going to
order one.
Look
at this video. This video.
Licky brush.
They okay. nailed the cat ladies, man. I mean, look at that's what a cat lady looks like. Right
I'm assuming you guys can't post this on your Facebook.
Yeah, we can.
You can.
Well, because
I was gonna say
it's not,
I'll post it on mine if you guys if.
Well, it's they're doing a Kickstarter right now.
Oh, okay.
Because they you can't
I'm,
buy
because you can't
yet.
Buy
more
it.
Like a Lickstarter. Yes.
Oh, boo! Gosh, oh, who no. is she?
What? She's my kindred spirit. Yeah. You beat me to that one. Dang it!
You guys are like Iron Man and Ultron, and I can't figure out who's who.
Stop it.
It's good stuff.
Well, I can't post this page.
Nope.
Oh, that was incredible.
There you go.
Lickstarter. So mad I didn't
as
say
as soon
it
as
first.
They become a company, we'll give some away to all
no,
the...
we're not. Oh, okay. We'll never, ever, ever have one of those.
Are you kidding me?
Like, ever.
I am ordering this thing.
Teo's going to buy it in bulk.
Serious question for you, Teo. Who would you lick first, Beans or Panda? I feel like Panda would be easier to lick.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
Beans is easier to hold.
It'd probably be Beans.
Yeah, it'd have to be Beans.
Do you think they'd be weirded out at first?
Because yes!
You've never licked them.
This whole conversation.
I think Panda would be, but Beans, honestly, I think Beans would be like, okay!
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. There it
but
is.
But Beans is the cat equivalent of the human that will do anything for a beer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is Beans as a cat.
Yeah.
That is Beans.
Yeah.
Straight up. I feel sorry. I don't know if he's slow, but I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you know.
Can you get cats tested to see if they're slow or
I
not?
I don't know.
Like, mentally, like, oh, his aptitude is not as great as Panda's.
Yeah.
Don't want to. Do they do? Is it captitude test?
Oh.
Catitude
hey,
test?
There you go.
Thank you.
I didn't go all the way.
You're going.
242 yeah. cats.
242. 652 cats. Dummy. Gosh. Licky
oh,
brush.
Oh, yeah, it's 242 cops. Sorry. Oh,
yeah. Don't get those mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, licky brush. I can't find a good link to post it. The one link has pictures of other links that are inappropriate, so I'll try to find this so we can post it on our Facebook.
Yeah. Look at the link's right here if you want to grab it. It's right there.
Thank you. Yep. Okay, so it you is. Bet. It's just a YouTube video.
You bet.
You bet.
Coming up. Brittany's going to share some presents that she gets. She's
ooh!
Super excited about these presents. I mean,
so excited.
She's been freaking out all morning about these presents. She's a gift giver.
Probably stupid.
That's definitely your love language. You love to give gifts, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't figured out my love language.
Yeah. What?
I haven't figured out my love language.
Do you like receiving gifts as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no. Ish. I think that means no.
That's not your gift.
I like giving gifts more than I like getting gifts.
Because I feel like, you know, you've given us so much, we have not given you anything.
Right? I mean, we gave her
and
time.
And I'm not even bitter about it.
You know?
I know.
Like, she's
well,
on
maybe
the show.
You are. I don't know.
I mean,
my gift is if you guys like the gifts I got you.
Oh, crap. Because one of my least favorite things is opening gifts in front of people.
I hate that.
Wait, see?
Do you have a family that takes turns? I really, really don't like that.
I don't
because
either.
Because they stare at you. And you could really like something, but you could just be like excited, but on the you don't have to always
I
show
agree.
Outside.
I think
that
it's
you
because
so
we're
excited.
Super stoked people. So they just if I don't do like cartwheels, I'm like, I failed you.
I think that's
in
selfish on your guys' behalf by
what?
By wanting to wait until they leave. That's selfish.
No, I don't want to wait till they leave. I want everybody to open them up at once, and then we just go through and we're like, what'd you get? Instead of everybody staring at you.
Right.
Because
it's
so weird.
And
now like,
you
well,
go.
I better have the best face ever.
Right.
I get that.
What? I have the fakest, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Face.
Well, the
like,
yeah.
I'm way real, to get at you, I'm really good
yeah,
at it.
Yeah,
because
I'm not good at faking excitement or faking my facial expression. Like, it's real.
Yeah.
This, everything's real that you see.
It's
weirdo. I think the best way to handle that is to just say, just be real with it. If they get you something, go, oh man, that's pretty cool. They will never ask you to open a present in front of them again.
No,
ever.
They'll never get you a present ever again.
No, they'll continue because they're family.
What's hilarious,
they'll just say, why don't you just wait and open it later?
on the flip side, if I actually put thought into a gift and they don't respond like I want them to respond.
That actually happened to us recently on Mother's Day.
Wait, that's you.
Topher took hours making something. Oh, I hope. And my stepmom didn't quite have the reaction that we wanted her to, and he took hours. Oh. And so we were a little bit sad about it. But I think it's because she was sick. I don't think it's because she didn't like it.
No, okay.
She hated it.
Must have hated it. That must be it.
So that being said, I'm going to give you guys your presents one by one.
Oh! Yes.
And I'm going to stare at you the whole time.
No! All right.
Yep. You have to do it that way now.
Okay.
But I love my old presents because I still have them. My shrine and the chicken keeps my hair ties. They're really small, so they're like tight. So, it's like, whoa.
You have to...
You didn't tell me any of this. You
well,
just
your
gave
hair
me
will
hair
stretch
ties.
Them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you have long hair. I thought you would know
I'm
how to wear a hair
dude.
Tie.
Dude, I don't sport scrunchies. I don't right. know.
Since we're going to do it that way, let's start with a present. Let's do it right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Start with so me. Much pressure,
whichever.
Teo.
Okay.
Teo's first.
Teo is first.
Thank you for playing this.
Good grief.
Okay, Teo.
Yes, ma'am.
Canon colored you a picture of Spider-Man.
Yeah! Oh, that's cool.
Canon's
that's really
my four-year-old.
Cool.
Man, he needs to learn how to stay in the lines there.
He's a little kid.
Wow.
And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm coloring a picture. And I said, for who? And he said, radio guy.
Radio guy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's
good. Are we
going to
keep going or no?
Man, that went really quick.
Yeah, that was
I was hoping I could drag this out till our next break.
Oh, wait. Okay.
All right. Well, go ahead, I guess.
That went really quick.
Okay. Steve-o.
Yeah!
Pez.
Okay.
That's a fake reaction.
That's a fake reaction. I'm really excited, though.
I believe you.
I love it.
There
I really do love it.
Show
my
the
son
camera?
Has my son has a Spider-Man Pez dispenser, and he just discovered Pez this week. He didn't know what it was, like how it worked.
Yeah,
he's three.
Yeah,
and so he is going to lose his mind, and then inevitably
Perfect.
We're probably going to have Pez fights because
of
now
course.
I have one, and we can fight with them because that's what boys do.
Yeah,
or I'm going to eat them all right now.
Okay, hold off on mine.
Give me some of them.
Wait,
pens.
No.
Hold off on mine.
Yeah,
no.
I would like to hold off on yours because I have to. Oh.
What?
Yeah, okay, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. Guys.
Don't open it, bro.
I'm not.
Oh, no. Steve-o.
Yeah, I'm bro. You're
oh.
bro.
Oh.
Obviously. It's really easy when you're back to us, Dex, to understand who you're talking to.
I can't wait to get my present. I'm just so excited.
He is.
I'm so excited. Is it an iPod? Is it a new iPhone? Is it an Xbox One? Gosh. Can't wait.
Xbox One, you already have one. Selfish.
I want two.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break, and we're also going to talk about this startup
I guess it's the company called Startup wants to put self-driving big rigs on U.S. highways.
We have to talk about this. This is a real initiative that this company is kicking off.
It's the way of the future.
I know. Oh, gosh.
Right, hang out with us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Conservatives meeting at Facebook headquarters in California after controversy over what's trending.
Trump and the RNC will jointly raise money for the general election and for GOP candidates in other races.
Yet another severe spring storm, this time hammering parts of South Texas.
Plenty of damage in the San Antonio area, which was hit hard once again by a hailstorm.
The Fed not ruling out a possible interest rate hike in June.
In a trial stemming from last year's death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, the defense has rested its case. Police officer Edward Nero is charged for his alleged role leading to the death of Gray, a black man who suffered a broken neck while in police custody.
Some air travelers are taking those long lines for airport security in stride.
If it will help from bombing or anything else getting on the planes they don't need to be on, then I'm for that.
There's a new record for a diamond sold at auction. The Oppenheimer Blue, considered the largest vivid blue diamond ever auctioned off, selling for more than $50 million.
7:36.
High today, 73 degrees.
Traffic!
Yep.
No accidents to report at this time.
Wow.
What is happening out there?
People are doing a good job.
You're like bummed that there's no traffic to report.
It's super weird.
That's
to
a
me.
Good
just
thing.
Super weird.
Well, I mean, just wish you'd let people live their lives.
Well, I don't think it's telling the truth.
Britt is raving.
Traffic!
Brittany Flowers hanging out with us for a little bit longer.
Rave reviews.
Yep. I thought
you
had to leave.
I'll leave when I leave.
Yeah, okay. Stay.
Teo.
As a feminist, I'm proud of you.
Thank
stay
you.
Stay with Steve.
Oh.
Because you're Brittany. I lost my voice, so I'd keep singing.
Seriously, you need to calm down.
It's okay. Dex can hit those notes for you.
He can. Go.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to.
I just incorporated two names in one song, and I've never done that before. That was pretty amazing.
So proud of you.
I just, you know, you inspire me.
You know what else rhymes with Steve?
Huh?
Chrissy.
What?
You could have rhymed Chrissy's
name. Oh, because you're creative. But she's not in here.
You chose Brittany.
I chose Brittany.
You chose
dang.
We're like little twinsies.
Yeah, we really
give
are.
Give me my present right now. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So last time I was here, I just got you donuts.
That's true.
So
oh,
I
know what this is.
That was
the
a good
first
Weight
time
Watchers.
I was here.
Weight
no,
Watchers.
No. The first time I was here, I got you donuts. Then the last time I was here, I didn't get you any presents. And I asked, because it was a really hard time, so I asked you,
did
you
know,
what are you into?
Presents?
And you said, no, nobody here? Presents
okay,
last
good.
Time, so don't
it's because
yeah,
I wasn't here.
Didn't yeah, yeah.
Here,
so you said you liked to doodle, so I got you this.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Comic notebook.
Oh.
No, wait, but
no,
I
no, no, I'm sad. No,
no,
man.
No, 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 I want you to.
That was a real reaction.
That was
a
real reaction. Oh, gosh.
I wrote you.
It's because it said comic and he hates comic
no,
books.
Okay. I love comics.
So for the people the people who are watching our show, who aren't watching the show, it says comic notebook. Basically, you can doodle comics in here, but I wrote a note in there.
Dude, you should be stoked about that.
That's by far the best gift any of us got.
Give that to me when you're done.
No?
It is. And then you can, your friends here will read it. Yes.
Oh, is that you? Okay.
How many phones do you have, weirdo? Wow.
We went over this last time. I have two phones.
Yeah.
I feel like there are more.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, what does it say? But I want you to sing it.
Sing it?
Do it.
Okay, well, do you know what song it is, right?
Dearest Toolbox. If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
If it makes you happy, you should doodle more.
Yeah. Do you know that song, guys?
Yeah.
If it makes you
happy, you should doodle more.
Can't be that bad.
Thank you.
Isn't
this
it Sheryl
awesome.
Crow?
I love this.
Yes, it is Sheryl Crow.
Doodle. I'm going to make a comic book for you
Cheryl
guys.
Cheryl Toth.
Please do.
Yep. Gonna do it.
Guys, job, I think they're just quick. Somebody on the live line texted in and said traffic is backed up I-25 north south of the Big Eye.
Told you.
Well, it looks like since we've done our traffic report, there's been an accident.
I was also just told that I shouldn't sing anymore.
Oh, who said that to you?
The same person that said Britney Flowers is the bomb. Oh, man, I hope she's totally a permanent part of the Morning Invasion. The show is way good this morning. Also, Steve-O shouldn't sing anymore.
Don't let them hold you down like that. That's mean.
Pretty Can't sure nobody take my pride.
Britney should probably
replace Steve-O. Hey, but thanks on my side.
No.
Okay, Teo, ready for another present?
Please. Oh, we got another more one. Presents? Oh, this is the best.
What is that?
Teo, I got you a cat pen.
Yes.
What?
Wow. I don't really know.
That's
it says,
awesome.
Writing is always more fun with a feline friend. What a perfect companion.
Give me that thing.
Oh, man.
That's really cool.
It should have been what a perfect companion.
Companion.
Yeah.
You're right.
What a loser, this marketing guy.
Cat pen.
That's perfection.
Okay. Are we ready for the final gift?
Ooh. Wait, final gift? There's still two of us. There's two of us. Final gift. Who gets
what
it?
What do you mean two of us?
Because you got a second gift.
Yep. Dex got a second gift. There's only... You didn't get a second gift.
What's this?
Who gets the gift?
What's the...
I'm sorry.
How come... Oh.
The gift will be
it's
how
because
much
I
you
got
love
three,
this gift.
It's because I got three awesome packages of Pez, huh?
Yeah.
So it's really a gift that keeps giving because that's
Stop
that's
talking.
How I'm going to
Give me my gift.
The...
No. I want to read it.
Okay.
Okay. So actually, this gift is for Dex and Teo.
Yay.
Dex, Teo.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I will explain why after. Okay. It says, The Morning Invasion. Dex, you are the man.
Oh.
Teo, not so much.
Wow.
Signed, Mark Ronchetti.
Yeah! Oh my gosh, it's a pup shot of Mark Ronchetti.
Did it's you real.
Did
see
this?
It's real.
Oh
did
my
he really
gosh
sign it?
Yes. Okay, I'll tell you, I had to wait hours.
What?
Did okay, you really?
He works evenings.
He doesn't know
I work
know
mornings.
Me. He doesn't
so
know anything
I,
about me.
Okay, well, because you don't have a strong enough stance on pro Ronchetti or anti Ronchetti. So I was like,
Ronchetti.
No. Mm-hmm. So I waited hours for him.
Okay.
Not hours. I waited a little bit for him. And I was sitting at his desk and I was like nervous because we don't really see each other.
Like, hang out.
And he comes over and I said hello, and he said hello, Brittany, and I said, "Oh my gosh, you know my name!"
No.
And
so stupid.
And then
so stupid.
So I handed him this, and I said, "Will you sign this for my friends? It's a radio show. They're called The Morning Invasion." And he said, "Okay, so what's the deal with them? Are they funny?" And I was like,
"Oh my gosh, what's the deal with them? Are they funny?"
So then I said, "Yes,
man, proud of your hero, Dex.
Your gift to me could have been that I was the funny one.
Oh my gosh,
but no."
So I told him, I said, "Well, Dex is a fan of you, and Teo's not a fan of you, and Steve-O, he's just kind of indifferent, and so that's why."
Okay.
So,
but you know, one thing you probably noticed this morning, guys, is that Crest Cloud.
That's from yesterday.
I'll sign you one of my autograph cards. It doesn't look like this.
Oh. Where do you get those? Are they at the front desk when you walk in?
No.
Oh.
So these are special.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
This is really appreciate special. That. So here you go.
I appreciate you for proving my point.
Pretty cool.
Because it's another thing he's wrong about.
What's he wrong about?
He didn't even acknowledge Steve-O.
He didn't even acknowledge me.
He said that I'm stupid, and he said
he
Dex was doing
you were
a good
stupid
job. He basically did.
There
he
it is.
Said,
it's on
Dex,
the webcam.
You are the man.
The Morning Invasion. Thing. Dex, you are the man. Teo, not so much. Cool. Signed by Mark Ronchetti.
Did you
That's
tell him,
real. That's
did you
amazing.
Tell him that I'm
it
a feminist?
Touch that. No. Touch
that. Well, he's right about that.
Mm-hmm.
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 Ronchetti.
I'll put this right here.
I feel bad that... Why does he look bald in the photo?
What? Don't say that. Guys don't
no,
like that
is
sort
it,
of thing.
No, it's like a glare thing going on.
There we go. Oh, that's awesome.
I can't trust
Thank
his
you,
smile.
Brittany.
I can't trust it. Look at that thing.
Thank
I
you,
just
Brittany.
Can't trust it.
You're
just
welcome.
Awesome. Just good stuff. Just good stuff right there. Brittany Flowers, Two Costa Style. Check her out.
I got,
she's got
one
a little
gift.
TV show. What?
I got one gift.
Stop it. Wow. Be grateful for what you have.
Burns.
I got this sweet water bottle yesterday. I bought it myself.
That is a nice water bottle.
Pretty cool.
It's 40 ounces, so you can put 40 ounces of fluid in here.
Dang, dude.
I've never seen a 40-ounce water bottle before. Am I right? Tip it back.
Let me see.
Water
here.
Bottle.
Well,
mine's 40. Only 32.
Yeah, it's my 40. It's my 40 ounce of water.
Are we showing all the radio listeners our drinking vessels?
Yes, we are.
Mine's Darth Vader.
Man.
You know, I have a Darth Vader tattoo on my chest and would love that mug.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's just jump into something
no
else.
You want to do some news?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay,
then,
I got.
I don't want your Darth Vader. I already have one.
We'll do that.
Mine's better because it's his whole body. Gosh, it's just you just have his head.
And that Ron Kitty picture
changes
is dumb.
Color when it gets
so
hot.
Stupid. Yep.
News.
Yes.
Adam Sandler has met his lookalike.
He doesn't even look like him.
What?
Max
yeah, he
Kessler.
Does.
No.
I see it. I see the resemblance.
Yeah, you're like a young Adam Sandler.
No, dude. I don't see it.
We got a clip.
Okay. Adam Sandler's name was Max Kessler in the trailer. Mm-hmm. So at first I called my mom and I'm like, this is a joke. Someone dubbed the script. Someone did something. Like, there's no way it's my name. It was true. It was real. So I posted a picture of myself and Adam to Reddit, and it took off. And from there, he commented on my Facebook profile picture and the Reddit and invited me out here.
I got to see that cutie in person. That's
yeah.
He's a younger, better looking version of me.
Is it like looking in a mirror? I mean,
it's a younger, sweeter, better version of me.
Yep.
No.
No, that guy looks like Schwimmer.
No, look. You had the bigger picture. See?
No, I see it. I see the resemblance.
I see the resemblance, but it's like, oh, man.
Okay, meanie head. It's another thing people don't like to be
By the
told.
Way, Ross is my favorite friend, so.
I thought I was your favorite friend.
No.
No, you didn't get him
no,
another
I
present.
No, I only have one present. You went down a notch. It was like Steve-O. It was like Ross,
Would
B-Flo,
you like to use the cat pin?
Phoebe, and now it's like Ross, Phoebe, Chandler.
Monica.
Jerry, and then
George.
B-Flo.
Yeah. No, you forgot about Gunter.
Oh, Gunter was great. Gunter's related to the Ryman's.
He's also related to me.
No, it was you.
Yes.
No, they're related to Jake Lloyd from episode one. I know. They
I like
to talk about it.
If you want to use the cat pin, let me know. I have so many gifts from B-Flo that you could just use this one, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe I could use your pin to write in that sweet
it's mine.
Comic book.
Hey, will you give that to me, Dex?
Nope.
Okay.
Dang. I love comic books.
Thought I'd ask. Here are the things you should not order on a first date. Everybody. Hot wings.
Yep.
Chili.
It's a good call. Ribs.
Lobster or crab.
Yeah. Messy.
Gross.
Spaghetti.
Yep.
Or an enormous burger.
Yeah.
Just probably, because you'll look weird?
Yeah. None of these things
it's
are very
not
flattering.
You get
stuff
all over
your face.
Yeah,
but that's
your
chance to show them who you really are.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm like, what about like sushi? Because I eat sushi, like I can't have half a bite of sushi.
Do
I have to have the whole
that?
Piece of roll. I don't know, maybe.
I better not.
But I mean, you look like an idiot because you're like, raw. You know, this giant piece of sushi, but that's not on the list. But I agree. I think it would be great.
The first thing I say, if I ever, when I went on a first, I only went on a few first dates.
We know.
I got married really young. I say, I'm an eater. Look at this. And then I eat a bunch of food.
Because if they still love you after that date where you were chomping down crazy things and you got sauce all over your face, then, dude, own it. Own it.
Yeah.
Because
when you guys eat sushi, do you eat it like?
Yes. The whole thing.
You know, though, if you flip that to the side, it's easier to eat.
Well, yeah, but you still have to stick the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not even an issue if you flip it to the side. There's no mess. There's
I don't
no
have,
anything,
like, Mick Jagger mouth. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like Steven Tyler over here. Aerosmith.
I think if you go on a first date, you should not go to the movies.
I agree.
I could see that.
That's my one thing.
I could see that. Yeah. Unless you go to, like, a dinner before or after. So you can, like, see something and you have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You have something to talk about.
Because you just wasted like 2 hours.
I like bowling.
Staring.
If it's a good movie.
There you go.
Maybe some karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke would be good.
Karaoke.
That's another way to show your true self.
Yep. I've never done karaoke.
Well, you've never lived. A new study found the best and worst cities to visit this summer based on the cost of flights, cost of hotels, and stuff to do. So if you're making plans out there in radio land, I'm going to help you out. Las Vegas is the best place based on cost, things to do. Cost of hotel, blah, blah, blah.
Me.
Bridgeport, Connecticut is the worst place.
What?
So all you Bridgeport, Connecticut fans, not going to happen.
It's beautiful there.
It's the worst. Just the hotels are ridiculous.
Super expensive.
Yes. The crime rate is just out there.
Connecticut?
Yeah, man. No. Connect, I cut you if you don't give me that. You know what I'm saying? Mario Lopez interviewed his Saved by the Bell co-star, Dustin Diamond, for Extra. They talked about his jail sentence for stabbing some guy. That's a stabbing. And the tell-all book that upset everyone else in the cast. Here's a clip.
So you never actually thrust a knife and stabbed someone?
No. When I had my pocket knife like this, and the blade was right here, and a guy came from around me and grabbed my throat.
Right.
And so he nicked his arm on the tip of it. It was a Band-Aid. Most expensive Band-Aid I've ever bought.
Describe your time in jail.
It's not like what you see on TV, I'll tell you that. It's pretty daunting. It's pretty scary going into that environment.
I want to talk about the book.
Okay. That's probably been the most damaging.
The book didn't exactly paint a flattering portrait of your fellow castmates.
Imagine how I feel. I haven't talked to so many people. I mean, you and I have talked, but I haven't talked to Mark Paul or Elizabeth or Tiffany in ages, so I can't imagine what they think. And I'm hoping that this will clear it up that it wasn't me. I did not write this.
Well,
why didn't he say that right after the book came out?
I don't know. Part two is tonight. Mario Lopez, a.k.a. Slater.
A.C. Slater and
Dude,
Screech.
Slater is just going to beat the crap out of Screech.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to stuff him in a locker so fast, it's over.
Whoever thought that A.C. Slater would be the one that would still be on TV and Mark Paul would
you
be
know
like...
What? That's a good point.
...trying to still find roles.
That's
and I'm
true.
Like, what? Franklin and Bash was so good.
That's the thing with him, though. Like, he doesn't really have to try to find a role, you yeah. know? Like, I don't feel like Mark Paul Gosselaar... You know what? I listened to a podcast, and I think it was Pete Holmes interviewed Mark Paul Gosselaar. It was one of the best things.
I love Pete Holmes.
Yes. It was one of the funniest, greatest things, and he totally, like, got into Mark Paul Gosselaar. And I don't think he's really, like, trying to make it anymore. I think he's just kind of like, if something comes along, he's like, yeah, that could be fun. We'll do that. You know? He's totally a family guy.
I follow him on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Which is weird because I don't follow a lot of celebrities, but for some reason, I follow Zach Morris.
Well, good.
They get all those royalties from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just pouring in.
I don't know. I don't know about that. CBS. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there was a show. It was before you were born. It was called Saved by the Bell. It was great.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Oh, you don't know what we're talking about?
No, I was just, she was just staring
She's
at
20.
The wall, and I was just like...
I'm not 20!
It was before Boy Meets World.
Hey, I'm not 20.
Do you remember Boy Meets World?
Yeah, I watched Boy Meets World.
Of course you did. I was too old for that.
Girl Meets World?
No.
CBS has announced its renewals and cancellations, as we've heard. CBS renewed Supergirl, but they moved it to the CW network.
That's good.
And that probably it's good. It fits better in with like Arrow and Flash mm-hmm. and Legends of Tomorrow.
iZombie.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Well,
no
now
spoilers. I'm not
the CW has announced there's going to be a giant crossover.
Cool.
Between the four shows, I don't know about iZombie, but Legends of Tomorrow.
That is awesome.
Supergirl, Flash, Arrow.
Do you think? I'm sure they'll re-air the first season of Supergirl.
I hope so.
Really?
That's what I'm hoping.
I have only seen the first episode.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. CBS
every week I would tell you guys, Supergirl. It's like the best show.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I got a lot
well,
of
now
TV
I get to watch
like
them all in one punch.
Calista Flockhart.
So that's good.
She's great.
Okay. Other shows CBS has renewed. Two Broke Girls, The Big Bang Theory, Blue Bloods, Code Black, Criminal Minds, Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, Criminal Minds High School, Criminal Minds Refrigerator Repairman, Criminal Minds Skate Park, Criminal Minds Beefalo, Elementary, Hawaii 5-0, Life in Pieces, Madam Secretary, Mom, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans, NCIS Tupelo, Mississippi, NCIS Bangladesh, cool. NCIS Antarctica, NCIS Dex's
Is
Laundry
this
Room,
real life?
The Odd Couple, Scorpion, The Amazing Race, Survivor, Undercover Boss, 48
oh
Hours, 60 Minutes, 120 Minutes, 48 Hours, 72 Seconds, tons of shows. The CBS is not bringing back Angel from Hell.
What? I've never even heard of that.
CSI Cyber, Extant, The Good Wife, Mike and Molly, Person of Interest, and Rush Hour.
Huh.
Limitless is still in limbo.
Oh.
Oh, really?
It won't be back on CBS, but the network is now shopping it to other cable networks and streaming services.
That's funny because we have B-Flow in studio and B-Nix just came to the door.
Yeah.
We made crazy good eye contact.
You did. That was hilarious. Oh, I saw the whole thing.
That means he's
I saw the whole
you.
Thing.
Uh-oh.
It was fantastic.
Case closed.
Then he likes me.
He saw the skull and got freaked out and left.
He said, oh, gosh.
Am I not allowed to bring that up?
He probably looked at you and said, she's a Presbyterian and walked off.
Yep.
Just kidding.
We got Beanix coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Right?
We do. He's going to answer a weird question we got yesterday.
About demons.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just lighthearted mm-hmm. conversation.
Dex, I feel like you and I fall into this category.
What do you got?
Demons?
61% of people have clicked on a pop-up ad for a diet program.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
You, because you want to try it.
Every
me,
day.
Because I want to judge it. If you're wondering why yeah. pop-ups and other horrible internet ads still exist, it's because Dex won't stop clicking them. A new survey of 15,000 people found 61% of them, namely Dex, admitted they'd click on a pop-up ad for a diet or fitness program.
What?
Well, they make it seem like, you know, it's legit.
Have you guys ever actually clicked on any pop-up ad ever in your life?
I think
only on accident.
Okay.
All the time.
Maybe in the early stages of the internet.
I was always terrified that it was like, that's either a virus or the government.
In the early stages when you're like, oh my gosh, I want a cruise.
Yeah. I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah. That was your chance?
Yeah, that was my one chance.
Dude, I can't even function right now because every time Brittany starts talking, I think of the text we just got on the live line.
What they say?
It says, Brittany's voice, which is cute, sounds like she could also play the voice of a young boy in a cartoon.
Oh my gosh, I would love to. If anybody knows any cartoon people out there, I'll take the job.
If anybody knows any cartoon people.
I don't know what they're called, Teo.
Thanks, Roger Rabbit. 30% of the people that have clicked on the pop-up ads have actually bought it. Even though the whole thing felt shady, they went for it. The pop-up ad is the infomercial of the internet.
I bought the Tower 200.
Yeah, you did.
I bought the P90X.
Yeah, you didn't.
Vicalis.
No, he did.
Really?
Yeah. What else?
You did. I knew you did the Vicalis because then you started slinging it to your friends on Facebook.
Got the BMW and everything. Let's see. What else did I get? I got other things I can't really remember, though.
You guys laugh, but he really did get one.
Well, you wasted some money on that. Before we go, I'm going to give you a way to make your money back. A huge meteor lit up the sky over New England this week, probably landed somewhere in Maine, which is a state. And if you know where it is, a museum is offering $20,000 for a chunk of it.
Wow. Did you see the video of this? We played it on our show yesterday. It's so cool.
We have a hard time showing videos.
No, I was just asking you personally. Yeah. Well, you can tune into my show. We showed it yesterday.
Two Casa style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What time's that air?
9 o'clock.
At night?
Nope. In the morning.
Okay,
wait,
good.
So what? But you're still here.
I know, I'm leaving. Like,
girl,
really
you better
soon.
Get out of here.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm going to Isotopes, so I don't have as much to prepare.
We should probably say our goodbyes now, then.
No!
Goodbye forever, B-Flo.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye forever.
B-Flo, thanks so much for all the great presents. Just beautiful.
Oh,
just
cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I got a cool track jacket, though, so I love Adidas.
That is nice.
Yeah. I used to listen to Korn in the 90s. Yeah. I'm going to just wear it all
day. Weird that fits you. I don't know.
Yeah. We're the same size.
Two Casa Style. Check out Brittany Flowers and Chad.
Chad Red Bryan. He's really great.
Chad.
Unless you run into him in the frozen food section at Smith's. In which case, what?
All right, Brittany. Goodbye now. See you later.
You're not going to say anything? You're just gonna,
bye!
You're just going to leave?
Bye, everybody.
Anyone?
Thanks for the nice things you said.
It was better before you said anything.
Yeah. Wish you wouldn't have.
When we come back, we're going to talk about self-driving big rigs.
Yes!
That's right, big rigs.
Weird!
Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steelo, and Tam.
You better
on Star 88.
Pause that.
It's a war zone.
Better pause
there
that, buddy.
Shut up.
Better pause that. We're gonna miss
can't
it again.
Even describe it.
Oh man, sorry about that.
Gosh.
Sakes, I was just hanging out. Sorry, Starmy.
Just busy.
You missed it, Tao.
We missed the intro.
It
was like, welcome back, and then it was like, we'll be right back, and then it was like, welcome back, and then it was like, here's Skip, and we're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, Phoenix's fault.
They kicked me out. I guess I was talking too much.
Guys, Brian will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
He will.
Yeah. 8:04, good morning.
High today of 73 degrees.
Is it just chaos out there now?
Okay, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-25 north at Lead Avenue. That's exit 224. Happened a little bit before 8 o'clock, about 10 minutes ago. So it's stacked.
It's actually pronounced lead.
Is it lead or lead?
Lead.
It's lead.
Coal. Coal Avenue. Yeah, but it's down to like around Avenue Cesar Chavez. You're down to about 15 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour around Gibson. It's pretty stinky right now, so look out for that. Also an accident, San Mateo Boulevard at Catherine. Lots of road construction. And we also have a water main break at Central Avenue East and Atrisco.
Wow, it is lots.
So the road is down to one lane.
What happened in Albuquerque?
It blew up. Just
fell apart, man.
Things were great, and then I had to open up my big mouth.
Yeah, you did. That's your look at traffic.
Things went traffic! Armageddon.
It is a rather large
Starmageddon.
Yeah.
585.
I think you're onto something.
Live line's open.
Wait. Can we pause? What happened?
To what?
Like, I've always been the Punisher, right? And, like, we got different things. But now Teo's, like, he's, like, evolved.
Now I have it.
Now he's the everything.
I think it's a devolved.
Now I don't have a shtick.
What are you talking about? I'm really confused.
Because now all of a sudden he's doing a lot of really good ones.
Starmageddon. I think
you've
said it
before. He didn't have to think about it.
No, I think you've said it.
He's always been that like that since I've been here.
What? No.
But I think you both are really good at it.
No, that's my role. And Teo's
you can
the,
have
like,
it back.
He has all the characters and he does it like all the actual funny stuff. And I'm just like, nuh-uh. Just give me this one thing.
No, not according to most people. When surveyed, the Starmie says that Dex is the funniest one.
Funny looking.
Best looking.
Huh. Sorry. Best and funny. I think in Germany it means the same thing. So we'll say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Turn it down.
Gosh. How's that Red Bull?
Spicy.
Would you quit drinking Red Bull already? What are you, 2003?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I am.
See what happens? Brittany leaves and the show just goes to crap.
Show tanks.
Yeah.
We got something important to talk about, though.
Yes, we do.
Big rigs.
The future.
What?
The future. Do you find yourself saying we're in the future a lot?
No.
Every once in a while?
The future sold to me when I was a kid has not happened yet.
Yeah, no, for real. I want the hoverboard. I want that self-drying jacket. Space. Yeah. I ran out of things.
Yeah, Steve-O, go ahead. You found this story yesterday.
Yeah, man. Found a story about the future. I don't know what we're talking about.
Big rigs.
Oh, yeah.
Self-driving big rigs.
Found the story about the future.
Yeah, I've been teasing it all morning.
You gotta like, give me a better
man,
setup.
People
than that.
Are critiquing like, us hard.
We got a story. Steve-O's story. You go.
Really? I want to read a Starmie text.
Oh, no.
Hi, Morning Invasion. Must be the day for radio mistakes. That's the second one I've heard already. LOL.
Oh.
You just cut off Steve-O, so that's like the third.
Third or fourth. He forgot what we were talking about. I cut him off.
I forgot to go on the air and... Yeah,
dang, maybe...
Brittany showed up, and that was a big mistake.
She ruined this.
All right, went on a road trip. What is the most terrifying aspect of being out on the freeways and the highways and the byways?
Big rigs, man.
Big rigs.
Yeah. Big rigs.
Controlling the road.
They scare me. Like, honestly, if I'm on I-25 or I-40 and I'm near one, I'm like, I'll like speed up, I'll slow down, I'll do whatever I need to do to get away from them because those are always the scary stories you hear of, like, mm-hmm. the guy that fell asleep and then all of a sudden... You know, it was like this monster truck rally on the interstate, and it's weird, and what is happening? So picture an 18-wheeler barreling down the highway with 80,000 pounds of cargo and Optimus Prime at the wheel. I don't quite get the musical reference for this.
I do.
But...
Really?
Is this from Over the Top?
Just keep going.
Okay.
You'll get it. Destiny. One of the greatest big rig movies ever. Over the Top.
You need to be playing the theme from Maximum Overdrive.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Or you could just play Linkin Park because Optimus Prime was a big rig. All right, Kenny Loggins. We'll deal with this. Okay.
Meet me halfway.
Nope. I'd like to tell my story now.
Across the sky.
I'll wait. You know what? I'll just wait. I'll hold on.
Where the world belongs.
Sing it next.
Only you and I.
Doesn't know the words.
Meet me halfway. Hey. Across the sky.
Why is it about the skies, but it's like a big rig because it's on land? Because Kenny Loggins was also the Top Gun song guy. So, which is hilarious because that song's about flying in the sky and it's a big rig movie, but Highway to the Danger Zone is the song in Top Gun, which is about the skies, but really highways are on the ground. So they got the wrong song in the wrong movie, guys.
All right. Gotcha.
We can't change that.
Guys, imagine if you will, an 18-wheeler trucking down the barrels of the highways. I've already said all of this. Story sucks.
Just start over.
It was supposed to be really cool, and you guys ruined it with all your 80s movies references. And...
Sorry, you said ruined it?
Yeah, you ruined it.
I think you don't know what ruin means. Oh. It's okay, go ahead.
Oh, man.
So there's this company. A robot-loving engineer who helps steer Google's self-driving technology is convinced autonomous. There it is. Okay. Autonomous big rigs will be the next big thing on the road for a safer transportation system.
Oh, yeah.
He left Google earlier this year to pursue his vision at Otto. It's a San Francisco startup he co-founded with two other former Google employees. I'm good with words today. He's aiming to equip trucks with software, sensors, lasers, and cameras so they will be able to navigate the more than 220,000 miles of highways on their own!
Whoa.
While a human driver naps in the back of the cab or handles other tasks. Mm-hmm. Will you turn that down, please? I'm not even doing the arm thing. I'm not even doing the arm thing right now.
That's how you do it.
They only honk when you do the arm thing.
He's doing it.
I haven't done that in years. Guys, as grown-ups, if we do that, will the big rigs honk at you?
Yeah, I still do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, me and the kids do it all the time.
No. I didn't say you and the kids.
No,
I said you as a grown-up in the car alone.
Yeah, I do it.
Really?
It works.
Okay.
Some of them do it.
I'm going to do that when I leave here all the way home. I'm just going to drive on I-25 just until I see big rigs. So
shout
I can
out
do that.
To all the truckers out
yes.
there.
Yes.
All right,
I don't know if you guys knew this, but when I was a kid, Papa, he drove a truck.
Nope.
I mean, nearly all his life.
Okay.
It drove my mom. Dude, my mom hated
would
it.
Turn my computer up, mama, please.
Crazy being a trucker's wife. Yeah. The part she couldn't handle was being alone, you know? I guess she needed more to hold than just
the life
telephone.
Of a trucker would be awful.
Yeah.
And, okay, so trying to picture a big rig, big semi-truck without a driver. But the driver will... Well, there'll be a person inside the truck.
Yeah.
They just won't be driving, which would be great because the health benefits of this driver not driving would be great.
For now, the robot truckers would only take control on the highways, leaving humans to handle the tougher task of like winding through city streets. So it's essentially like putting it on autopilot once they get on the freeway.
Gotcha.
They want trucks to drive as humanly as possible, with the reliability of machines.
Yeah, I like that. As long as there's somebody in there.
This sounds but they're not. They're napping. What's that going to do when the robot messes
here's
something up? And
here's the thing. They're not allowed to nap. I guarantee you they will not be allowed to
nap. Oh, really? That's interesting. Let me read what I literally just said on the air. Guy not listening to me!
Did they really just say that?
While a human driver naps in the back of the cab or handles other tasks.
How's that even a good idea? You don't nap while the truck is driving down the road.
It's driving itself.
What if something happens?
Oh, now you're not cool with my thing that I wasn't cool with.
Can I tell you guys why I am totally cool with this?
I wish I
didn't play with this is great because like Steve-O said at the onset of this conversation, the scariest thing about long road trips is the 18-wheelers. Especially, imagine, if you're in a 15-passenger van pulling a trailer. Not only have you been driving for a long time, but these dudes that are barreling down the road at, you know, 15, 20 miles above the speed limit, who cares about the weather? They've also been driving a long time. And I'm not knocking truckers because we all know that the trucking industry really is one of the backbones of America.
Yeah.
Straight up. That's how we get things moved across the country. Our boy Michael Harvey, he's awesome. Mm-hmm. Just got married. Congratulations.
Congrats!
But the thing is, it can be terrifying. And sometimes if you run up against an irked trucker, it can be even more terrifying. And I remember at one point having a conversation in the Waverly van where we had decided that the government needed to build a separate system for trucks where they would have like their own highways, their own like, and you could just do it straight in between places. It would make it way easier. But this could be another answer. So you still got people employed. You still got jobs happening. You still got the backbone, like I said, of American, you know, shipping and stuff like that. It's still happening. It's just you've got, you know, less human error.
Yeah, that's true.
Potentially. Hopefully. Now, I know a lot of people are immediately going to say, yeah, but what, you know, machines, blah, 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 blah. But like we saw a few weeks ago when we showed, well, when we showed ourselves and we aired the video of the two guys riding in the autonomously driving Tesla, and that thing was just rocking.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
This could be great.
No way.
I got a clip here of, I don't know who this person is. If she's, she sounds like she's an expert about the self-driving cars, or maybe she's a part of this company that's the startup company that's doing the self-driving big rigs.
Well, I mean, this is a very smart idea. No surprise that the idea of the self-driving car revolution would extend to trucks. There's so much traffic and freight being moved on trucks. This could be something potentially that an Amazon, UPS, and FedEx could benefit from. I mean, potentially, if they partner, it could lower their costs. It could, of course, hurt them, too. It's still too early to tell. But one thing's for sure is that this is an area of disruption. A lot of companies, whether they're industrial or tech, are trying to have a piece of what's next for self-driving cars, what it means for the industry. There's a lot of money to be made, and certainly recognition across sectors and companies that this is an important area of investment.
Mm-hmm. And it could not just be trucks. We're also talking about drone delivery still, just trying to figure out how to get that number down, because it is expensive to get the goods actually into our house.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And then we'll be overtaken by machines.
Us too?
Yes.
I was hoping it was just going to be the trucks.
That's a hard ass.
I'm glad she threw that in there. And then we'll be overtaken by the machines.
Our girl Adri chimed in and said, big rigs used to be the safest drivers on the road. Used to. My dad was a trucker in the 70s and 80s. But with the deadlines they put on the drivers nowadays, it makes them push themselves past what they should do and makes them more dangerous.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
So,
like, they are under crazy stress to make it.
Why don't they just use, like, UPS or something to get it there, then?
Because they're trying to keep their job.
I know. I'm just
You're a truck driver out there, 338-3700. You should chime in on the conversation. What do you think about having a big rig where you don't just have to kick back? You just have to kick back and just make sure everything's running smooth. Apparently, you can take naps.
Would anyone really, like, I just can't imagine being behind the wheel, sort of, if you will, of Optimus Prime and just being like, I'm going to go take a nap, Optimus.
Yeah.
Don't kill us, you know?
No, I know.
There's no way I'd be sleeping ever. It'd be terrifying.
It would be terrifying. I'm with you on that. Yeah, and we've seen videos recently. Remember the wife who got to experience the self driving car, and the husband was filming her, and she was freaking out.
That's because it's hard to relinquish control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
metaphor of life, man. Jesus, take the wheel.
10-4, good buddy. Good morning. 10-4. 10-4.
You there?
10-4, good buddy.
Hello?
Hey, Roger, you there, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, truck driver.
Well, not technically, but kind of.
Whatever, I just heard your...
Yeah, you can hear it, but it's not an over-the-road trucker, but... actually, I'm Rebecca's husband, Adam.
Hey!
So I listen to you guys periodically, because I do drive.
Nice!
But this kind of reminds me, I don't know if you guys read the New York Times, but in the New York Times had an article about Obama when he tried to stimulate the economy when it fell. They built this factory, I believe it was in South Carolina, that normally would have employed about 1,000 people, but, you know, they did some digging around, they went there, and it employed about, you know, half, 400 to 500 people, because most of it was done by robotics. And I'm not one to, you know, jump into the, oh my God, machines are taking over. However, I do believe that this is the direction the economy is moving, whether we like it or not. So it is kind of, it's good, but it has some bad things. Just like the coal industry is falling apart and people are upset. So I think there's a lot of ramifications. It's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
A lot of different repercussions. But
Stay on the road,
I think it's the way it's going, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I agree.
It's terrifying to think, though, a giant semi next to you without somebody manning it. I'm already terrified of those things on the road. It's my least favorite part of road trips.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I don't really play into the fear argument, although that's okay. We can argue fear, but I think they're going to argue, you know, statistically that it's more productive. You know, there's less money. You don't have to pay a driver benefits. Because eventually the driver's not going to become necessary. They're going to have something out. So it's a slippery slope is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we're not there yet, but I think that's where we're going to go.
Yep. I think you're right.
Thanks, man.
Right on, guys.
All right. Thanks, dude, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
Here's
that's awesome.
Some people test driving Google's self-driving car.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow. Isn't that cute? There's no
thing.
Steering wheel in the way.
Isn't that cute?
It's really cool. It was like really kind of a space age experience.
Okay.
You sit, relax. You do not do nothing. It knows when it needs to stop.
You do not do nothing as a double negative. That means you do something. What a grammar dumb.
She's French.
Yes, sure.
What she really liked was that it slowed down before it went around a curve and then accelerated
in the curve.
Well, that's great.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. Slowing down before you hit the curb.
Future.
That's a good move.
We got a big rigger on the phone. Hello?
No, I'm not at all.
No. 10-4, good buddy.
Kind of the opposite with a Honda Element. You know, it's just, But I mean, as far as economics go, if you want to talk about money, I think that this is a problem. You know, with autonomous driving. Every so often, like look at the Industrial Revolution, like where people are like, oh no, factories are going to take our jobs. Now we're at robots. But I think it's just a natural progression of life and the economy.
Well,
It's just technology, man.
Yep. Well,
get with it. Self-driving cars are incredible. The new Tesla comes out in 2018, and it's already self-driving. It's basically like an autopilot.
Me and Steven, we're getting one, both of us, aren't we, Steven? Yes.
Oh, yeah. On your salary, let's do this.
We got this, buddy. Hey, if we're going to be in debt over something, it might as well be something of the future.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. Let's do it. Anyway, Tesla, 2018, 33,000, that's it.
Wow.
Hey, Steven, let me ask you something. What was the last time you said, man, we're living in the future? When was the last time you said that?
Oh yeah, dude. Just the other day, I was at a grocery store. A local grocery store, and my daughter, we're just about to pay, and my daughter, I was like, you know, on the phone, pushes my hand towards the counter, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, pay, Dad, and I was like, we live in the freaking future, you know what I'm saying? Because they have Apple Pay. Isn't that nuts? Like, she's never going to know. She's going to be like, what is a check? Like, what are you...
Right.
Talking. Yeah. So that is the future, man.
That's dude, 10-4, good buddy.
All right.
Bye, Steven.
Is that
big rig?
What is that?
You're
just
big rig
slanging it.
Somebody said, I'm all for self-driving cars if they know how to use a turn signal because nobody in New Mexico knows how to use a turn signal.
I don't know. I don't understand. Don't get it.
Here's one. Here's a fun one that I'd like to read. Isn't 10-4 good buddy what homosexual truckers say to each other? Stop saying that.
What?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
On the live line, we got that. Oh, yeah, wait. I see that. That's hilarious because I just said it like 7 times. I got that from Dukes of Hazzard or maybe Smokey and the Bandit or I don't know what every truck driver says to me. Yeah, 10-4.
Okay, as a trucker for the past 15 years, I would rather have a robot do the physical labor and I would drive. Yeah. Hashtag God loves truckers too.
Nice.
Thank you. Okay.
I hung up.
Still looking for a truck driver to call us. Good morning. 338-3700.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
You driving a truck?
I used to drive a truck.
Okay. All right.
I don't anymore.
Did you ever say 10-4, good buddy?
Not good buddy, but I said 10-4 a lot.
See, that's the good buddy.
No, it's not. That was straight up from
Smokey. You call everybody buddy.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit, man. Burt Reynolds, the manliest man of the mans. With that mustache, and he's just like...
I'm not going to lie. Growing up, watching Smokey and Bandit, that's how I learned to talk like a trucker on the radio.
There you go. See? That's it. That's life.
Oh, yeah. But I think this whole self-driving thing is the worst idea ever.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, I don't know. Like me, right now, my job is at risk of being lost due to automation. So anything that has to do with automation, I'm against.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, I don't know. Has anyone ever tested these things to figure out if it knows what to do when it blows a tire?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Or when you had that idiot that likes to cut off truck drivers, because that happens a lot.
Well,
or the other idiot that likes to try to make a sharp right turn when the truck is trying to make a right turn, a wide one, and he's trying to cut in front of it.
Well, there's the testing phase. You know, when these things hit the market, there's going to be the little phase where they're going to have hiccups.
The like same argument could be made for people, because everything you just said are things that people don't know how to do either.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, too. I mean, now this robot's going to do it. Because all it has is cameras and little sensors. I mean, if it loses control, I don't think it's going to be able to, or if it knows which way to go if something goes wrong.
I think we should try.
Thank you.
And that's kind of the reason why I do think we should try. It kind of goes back to what Adam said, what Steven said, and what this last guy just said. Because we can just say, no, I'm straight up against it because it's never going to work. Yeah. Or we can say, but it could work.
You think we ever got to the moon from thinking it couldn't work in the 60s?
Well, I don't know, Flat Earther. Have we been to the moon?
We've been to the moon!
We have been to the
moon. We landed on the
moon! And see, that's the thing. When we just stop because we say, and I'm talking about, I'm not trying to get into like moral issues. I'm not going into like stem cell and all that stuff. I'm talking about driverless cars.
Yeah.
So that is what I'm talking about. Driverless cars. Yeah. Let's apply what I'm going to say to that right now.
Right.
So if we just stop because we're like, we're all going to lose our job and it's never going to work and blah, blah, blah. If we go into it with that attitude, then it will never work.
10-4, copy that.
But if we kept trying, you know, and we really pushed to where a driverless vehicle could sense those things about to happen and could handle it,
yeah.
How great would that be?
Yeah. Right. So the creator of this technology says self-driving trucks aren't as scary as they might sound. Robot truckers are less likely to speed or to continue to drive in unsafe conditions than a human and will never get tired. Mm. Between 10 to 20% of the roughly 4,000 fatal accidents in the U.S. every year involving trucks and buses are linked to driver fatigue based on estimates gathered by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. So... they think this is a great idea. I'm
still looking for that truck driver out there.
10-4.
You out there? Hello, Roger.
By the way, I
nope.
Hey, good buddy.
Are you in the truck right now?
In the 70s, good buddy was the term for a friend or acquaintance on a CB radio, and 10-4 means
10-4. Copy that.
Yeah, I was about to say copy that or acknowledged. It just means I read you, friend.
You there, sir?
Is this our radio?
Yeah. Are you in the truck right now?
Are you in the radio?
Hey, and I used to drive a truck. Oh.
All right. Did you say 10-4, good buddy, all the time?
Never, bro. I don't. But here's my concern, okay? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, we are.
Okay. Here's what I'm afraid of is that's going to happen with these robots who are the trucks. Mira, a long time ago,
Mira,
we used to drive the No. Why are you making fun of the way I speak?
No, dude, Steve-o. Because that you're...
Are you friends with Donald Trump or what?
Oh, man, the gauntlet has been thrown out.
You know, my first language was Spanish, and my grandparents spoke Spanish.
Well, we're still waiting on that DNA.
You still speak now, Kenno?
Si, bro.
Orale, no, bro. Anyway, I'm afraid because, you know... They're going to take my job. I drive a fruit truck now. You know, I work out there on Gibson, Segovia's fruit shop.
Yeah.
And if they take my job, bro, how am I going to feed my four kids?
No, I gotcha.
You know what I mean? The robot's taking over. You know, I bet you Donald Trump's a robot, eh?
Well.
I bet you.
I think you're right about that, actually. Hey, but let me ask you this.
I'm dropping off my kids at my abuela's house. I got to go.
All right. See you later.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Thanks, sir. Appreciate you. Gosh, we have to go to break.
That's awesome.
10-4, copy that.
Big rigs. Well, it seems like that's the main issue with these, is they're scared they're going to lose their jobs. Which doesn't sound like it.
Why are you playing this music in the background, man? What, are you a friend of Donald Trump?
Well, we have to go to break, that's why. Hang out with us.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88. Hey! What's going on
in the news today? Conservatives meeting at Facebook headquarters in California after controversy over what's trending.
Trump and the RNC will jointly raise money for the general election and for GOP candidates in other races.
Yet another severe spring storm, this time hammering parts of South Texas.
Now, plenty of damage in the San Antonio area, which was hit hard once again by a hailstorm.
The Fed not ruling out a possible interest rate hike in June.
In a trial stemming from last year's death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, the defense has rested its case. Police officer Edward Nero
Shapiro was charged for his alleged role leading to the death of Gray, a black man who suffered a broken neck while in police custody.
Some air travelers are taking those long lines for airport security in stride.
If it will help from bombing or anything else getting on the planes they don't need to be on, then I'm for that.
There's a new record for a diamond sold at auction. The Oppenheimer Blue, considered the largest vivid blue diamond ever auctioned off, selling for more than $50 million.
Order car coming! Oh! Order cars! Ah.
Yeah.
Bill, just put me back for me controlling.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Bill.
I could never.
This 70-year-old mom. Test driving the Tesla self-driving.
She sounds fine.
She's fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so scary.
I would be scared, too. I'd be scared. 8:40, good morning.
High today of 73 degrees.
Well, it was Armageddon out there.
Traffic! Let me see what our driverless vehicles are doing. Looks like the accident on 25 northbound has been cleared. That's good news. But don't forget San Mateo Boulevard at Catherine. There was an accident reported almost an hour ago. We've also got a water main break at Central Avenue East and Atrisco. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
338-3700. Talking about the startup. The startup who wants to put self-driving big rigs on U.S. highways. A lot of people have been chiming in saying, I don't think it's a good idea. You're taking away jobs. Well, for now, your job is safe because they want you to be in the truck while the truck is driving itself. You can take a nap. You can read. You can FaceTime your family.
Yep.
Play board games. But
I think it's cool.
It is pretty cool because it's the future. I get it. I get how nervous you would be if that was your livelihood. Robots taking over the world. Still looking for that truck driver. Good morning.
Oh, hey, I'm the truck driver. My girlfriend called me up and told me to call the radio station.
There you go.
Yes. Looking for one.
Are you in the truck right now?
Not currently. Oh. I actually tore an air hose. I got to go buy one of those from the truck driver auto part store.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha.
10-4, copy that.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's going on with
the self-driving driverless cars. You've heard of them, right? The Google,
yeah,
Tesla,
absolutely.
Has them. And now they're talking about putting them in big rigs. So you would be hanging out while the truck was driving it. So
you would still be in the cab.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that the other day, as a matter of fact, with the DOT and what's called the FMCSAA.
Oh, yeah.
And what that entails really is essentially you're just basically, yeah, like you said, kind of hang out, but you can't really take your hands off the wheel because the programming's so new. And then on top of that, there's so many other things going on that the algorithm can't even keep up with.
Wow.
So yeah, you basically have to do that there.
And then the other thing too is that you got the computer's got to learn how to make empathy choices. So essentially, you got life and death on your hands every day as a truck driver. So when we have a bunch of speeding cars running around and somebody makes a mistake, right, and let's say a huge accident is about to unfold, well, believe it or not, sometimes time kind of feels like it stops. So you look over in one car and you see that you have four people in it, and there's four old people. You look in the car are in your right lane, and you see that there's a mother and her daughter in there, and then the person that's causing the accident in front of you, let's say, is a teenager. Well, you know you're going to have
choose?
To do something. Exactly. So you got to make the choice. I, as the truck driver, I'm either going to take the mother and the daughter, I'm going to try to keep the safest. And then it would be unfortunately, it would be the four older people in the lane next to me that would get wiped out, most likely.
Dang,
see, those are the
dude.
Types of things that the computer cannot adjust for,
right?
And it won't be able to. And that's just on that level. Not to mention trying to figure out what to do when you have to jackknife and you have three or four cars bouncing around you at the same time.
I just, you know, and I've never been a truck driver, so I don't know. And I've never been put in that situation where all of a sudden everything would slow down like I was Spider-Man or the
when
Flash.
And you're like, oh, bingo hall
oh,
is going down.
Four silver foxes on my left. I got a mom and a child on my right. in front of me. I have just a teenager.
It's possible.
What should I do?
No, this is an everyday situation.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, I stick around here.
Fox!
Well, I stick around here in the city now because I've gotten off the road. Mm. So being in the city, I'm running into a lot of situations like that. Especially during the summertime, you have a lot of crazy teenagers running around thinking they're Dom. You know, it's not Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do that in a little Honda Civic.
Yeah. I have a question for you. So because we think probably, we can assume, driverless vehicles are an eventuality at this point. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So do you think it would be smarter for the driverless vehicles to be out on the highways or in cities?
Neither. No, see, what the problem is that the computers, there has to be a computer system on board on everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Or at least in the pavement. So that way everything can talk to each other. So that way all the speeds could go the same way or the same speed. Say if somebody needs to adjust for speed, the cars need to be able to talk to each other. You understand? Because they can't mm-hmm. see and they can't discern what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right? So they have to be able to talk and communicate. So that's the problem. Is the infrastructure is really not there. I mean, yeah, you can have the car, like if you've seen the new cars when you back up, backup camera, so it'll beep. So that's about as much as a driverless cars can get to now.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. And
hey, I have a question. I have a very serious question. Do you say 10-4, good buddy, a lot?
No, so what I usually do when I'm going down, let's say I'm going down I-25 and I'm doing 55, I'll say I'm doing a double nickel on the quarter north.
Nice!
Double nickel on the quarter
north. 10-4, copy that.
10-4.
Yeah. Oh, hey, one more thing, guys. Don't brake in front of a truck. You got to remember, this is a 45,000-pound ballistic missile on wheels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10-4,
copy that. Gotcha, man. 80,000 pounds of cargo. Stop.
Copy that, good buddy.
All right.
All right, over and out.
See you later.
Later.
We did it, guys. We did it. What?
We're joining.
I don't understand how anybody understands like anything happening on the CB radio.
You didn't get that?
It's just like he said. Truckers have their own language.
That's very true.
If we were truckers, then we would understand whatever that was.
Yeah.
But he's saying that if they're going to do all this autonomous driving stuff, then the cars and the trucks need to be able to have their own language and communicate with each other.
Speaking of autonomous people.
Stephen Christian, everybody.
Did you just ride a skateboard?
Maybe I did.
I saw you come skating up.
Really?
Yeah.
Or a hoverboard. Was it a hoverboard?
Well, you know, we have a new cool initiative. We're trying to be super hip. Pastors?
I see that Venom shirt.
You're on the wrong campus.
Thank you.
Man.
Oh,
you're
never
on the
mind.
Wrong campus.
Never mind. My bad. No, today for the preschool, it's superhero day.
Yeah.
So my That's girls cool. are going to, you know, they dressed up as superheroes.
Nice.
Did you dress them up as superhero ladies?
Yes.
Okay,
well,
good.
Supergirl. And then
nice.
Nola just picked random things out of her closet. Oh. So I think she's Captain Princess.
Captain Princess. That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm clearly Venom with my steroid. I mean, my big muscles.
Well, sure.
Well,
and,
I feel like you're more like Peter Parker.
Wow.
When this took over it.
Maybe you'd be black costume Spider-Man.
Yeah, I feel like.
Ooh, here we go.
So I know you already called in, but
sorry, I called in. I was just so excited.
No, it's fine
because I love it. I love the advancement, and yes, I understand that jobs are. But in the same way, like if you watch like documentaries about like the auto industry in Detroit, you know, people are complaining about their jobs, but a lot of people would say, "Hey, I have a better job now." You know, they would find that there's always going to be work. You know,
you're just a fan of robots taking over because the amount of robots it used to auto tune your voice in the last record, right? Is that why?
Yep, that's true. Robots did that.
Yeah. Robots did all of that.
But you know, like in this article, the startup article, it's saying that it still needs people to be in the cab. Also, like when you pull up to the side of the road,
eventually the whole thing is they want to get rid of people.
Well, didn't a guy that delivers flowers or groceries called in, and he's they would still the robot would still need him to deliver the actual packages, get out of the FedEx truck and go deliver that.
I would love that job. I'd have the Xbox right there and just be like,
I think it would be a bad idea
to
not have somebody in the vehicle because it'd be so easy for somebody to rob it.
Absolutely,
you know? Absolutely.
That'd be so easy to do. No, if there's no driver there to protect
it. Still going to need some sort
of RoboCop, man. Ed 209 would be waiting.
No, that's not real.
Nobody's going to rob that.
But here's like, here, I guess I'm looking forward to, you know, being like, you know, in 30, 40 years from now, and I want to go see my kids. You know, I'll take off at 8 p.m. I wake up and I'm, you know, wherever they live, in Seattle or whatnot. Yeah. You know, that's awesome. I'm just going to kick back, watch some movies on my front windshield, and then go to sleep, and I wake up and it's welcome to Seattle.
Now, I will say this, and we talked to Daniel about it. I know we got a phone call, but we're talking job creation. We're talking advancement in technology. If we're going to do this, then let's go for broke. Let's make their own network. So autonomous vehicles, that they have their own highway system.
No, you can't do that. No, there's no way.
Yeah.
It won't work.
Where is it? Above the highways
above
that we have
above the
now.
Highways. Oh. Do you know how much that would cost in infrastructure?
Do you know how many jobs we'd create?
Wow.
Speaking of the future, we got a sweet little photo of ruining how I am actually from the future, which...
Steve-O!
It's unfortunate. Oh my gosh, is that
you? Are Vandal Savage!
Vandal Savage.
You doo-doo head!
Yeah,
oh my
gosh!
Sorry for my language.
I may or may not
I thought they photoshopped your mug
no,
on
No, that may or may not be me from the year 2046. I am a supervillain on the TV show Legends of Tomorrow.
That's, wow!
I didn't even have to dress up in
character.
I didn't
even know your hair was receding.
Yeah.
338-3700, if you'd like to call us. You can text us at 585-LIVE. Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for calling. You there?
Hello?
We're taking requests on.
Oh, Christian!
Oh, Christian, I would like to introduce you to one of our favorite human beings, Steven. Steven, this is one of our favorite humans. His name is Christian.
I've heard him. I've heard him call in with a request. It's awesome. Nice to meet you, Christian.
Did you get your song yesterday, Christian?
Yeah, can you play it as sure as the sun?
Christian, we already told you, man. We're not allowed to do requests on the show. We had like thousands of requests after you called, and we did that for you because...
And now we have people pretending like they're you because we said only Christian gets requests. So we had three people this morning call in as you and say that they wanted 21 Pilots. So this is technically the fourth time you've called today.
Why?
I don't know. Why have you called four times? You wanted to hear 21 Pilots earlier. There was also a request for some Anchor in Braille, which I don't understand that one. You just called many times.
What about Ellie Halcom?
Christian, can I ask you a question? Do you have a CD player? Do you have a CD player?
Yeah.
What if I bought you the album and I could mail it to you? Would that work?
Yeah. Okay. But why record on the radio?
Well, I know it's not the same thing.
Okay, Christian, you know we can't let you do that legally.
It's
we can't
the law.
Set it up it's for actually, you to do that.
Yeah. It's actually
illegal.
Because
that's illegal.
It's called piracy.
It's illegal, yeah. It's piracy.
So we can't
play Captain
your song.
Are you Captain Jack Sparrow? Are you a pirate?
No.
Oh, well, you're pirating music right now illegally.
Okay, calm down.
You're
Christian, this is Matt. Okay? We can't do it. I'm sorry.
We can't, buddy.
Have a good day, okay? Thanks for calling. Right.
We love you, man.
All right.
Bye.
Gosh, breaking his heart.
Nobody tell him about Pandora or Spotify.
Don't
do it.
He'll find it.
No,
yes, he won't.
He will.
No, he won't.
Someone will show
him
the way.
He's still recording songs from the radio.
And I think that's beautiful.
I did that, dude. I used to do that back in the day.
Yeah, me too. Totally.
You can record your voice. You can act like a DJ.
I always hated when the liner would come in. 107.5. Yeah. Like, you just ruined the whole song.
Dude.
Then I got to sit there for days
stupid
segues.
I remember Blink-182 premiered a song called Man Overboard, and for the longest time on Napster, the only version of that song was one that some guy had recorded off the radio.
Nice.
So, like, the call letters of the song were at the very beginning and at the very end of the call letters for the radio station.
Right.
But that was the only way people could get that song.
Yep.
You know,
that's awesome.
for a while. It was great and terrible and illegal, so I can't condone it.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
I'm a truck driver.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you in your big rig right now?
I'm in my big rig. I can't honk because it's kind of, you can't do that, but I wait for me to try to do a quick honk. Let's see. You hear it?
Yep.
Meow. She just fart on the phone.
Oh, that was an air horn.
Yeah.
All I was going to say is that us tractors, we have so much rules that we have to follow, DPS rules. Mm-hmm. And our trucks have trackers in them, and with these trackers, they tell you when you're getting close to your time, because you're only allowed maybe some places 10 hours of driving time or 14-hour driving time. Mm.
and there's a screen that pops up and tells you, okay, you're getting close. You're an hour away from your time. Then you say, okay, fine. You keep going, keep going, keep going, and then it starts to count down. And then it's like, says, okay, you have 5 minutes. If you have to pull over, you have to pull over right there. You can't just say, well, I'm going to pull into this rest area. If there's not a rest area, if you ever see truckers just park anywhere they want, it's not by choice. It's by the computer telling you, you need to stop, and you need to stop now.
Gotcha.
So and my truck is basically one big giant computer. So my truck tells me it has blindside reminders. It's got cameras in the back. It's got, spider webs, I guess they call it. They shoot out in the front where you can't see them.
Wow.
But if you get close to a car, the engine starts to shut down. And that tells you, okay, you're too close to that car. So if you're in cruise control and it starts to do that, it starts to shut down. And then if you're on the side and you start to go a little bit over the lines a little bit,
yeah,
the truck starts making all kinds of buzzing sounds and ringing and all kinds of stuff. So
you're basically driving the prototype for the driverless truck.
Right.
And it's a 2013. So can you imagine what the ones are like now?
They can probably fly or something.
I mean, because my dad was a truck driver, so he drove an old truck, and they didn't have any of these things. It was just done by paper. And I don't think any truck driver out there wants to take a violation and stay parked for 10 hours where you are, and you could be parked in the middle of nowhere. And it's like you have 10 hours of sleep. You have, if your truck says you have to stop, you stop, you have 10 hours. If you're in the worst place in America, that's tough. You're stuck there.
Sir, let me ask you, since, you know, you're a truck driver, your dad was a truck driver. I got made fun of yesterday when I said this on the air, but I wanted to do another PSA because it's a serious matter. Truck drivers face Bell's palsy more than other people. Is that true?
Because we're putting the AC in our face?
Exactly. Bell's palsy, it affects a lot of truck drivers around the nation.
And from what I know, from what I've experienced and stuff like that, I've never really heard it, and I've heard a lot of stories about a lot of weird things. But with the AC blowing in your face and stuff, but if you're tired, and I mean, the only thing you have to worry about is sleep apnea, and that's the biggest thing right now.
No, that's not what I heard Bell's palsy was.
You know what never gets sleep apnea? A computer. But it can get a virus, and that's the scary side.
Computer never get Bell's palsy.
It can get Dell's palsy, though.
Stop it.
Well, if you ever want to be a truck driver, that you guys know, it's not easy.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Nobody here assumes it's easy. Nobody.
Because one guy that called and said that everybody doesn't like, they break in for, or they break check us, and they think that it's going to impress us or scare us. It doesn't do anything. It just says you're the dummy that's going to get pushed about 100 feet.
Yep.
Because these trucks don't stop. And then the truck I drive, it's an automatic. So when you're driving, you have to at least give yourself at least maybe a half a mile.
10-4, copy that.
Pumping the brakes, start slowing it down to get it down to a good speed, because it's different than when you're driving a truck that has a stick in it.
All right.
Automatic will stop. So just give you a heads up. I hate to burst your bubbles. But we have rules.
Love you, man.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thank you for calling. Did you?
Did he hang up? No, he said 10-4 back.
All right.
See? It's a real thing, guys.
We got to go to break, everybody. Yep. 585 Live. You can text the show. Stephen Christian.
Coming back with demons.
You going to hang out and do some demon talk with us?
No, he's got
Stephen? Hello?
He's got a
anyone?
Meeting or something going. Stephen? He's a grown-up. Okay. So lame.
Goodbye.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
So what?
Tell me more!
One of the coolest men in all the land has joined us on the Morning Invasion.
He's back.
His name is Brian Nixon.
Well, all right, everybody.
Guys, it's great to be with you this morning. You know, I've missed you. And,
missed you too, man.
But, you know, let me say something here. I just want to say something, Dex. Mateo brought up some really fascinating news about Rage Against the Machine coming together with Chuck D. Oh, you have to understand.
Right.
Back in the 80s.
Right.
My era, 70s and 80s, Chuck D was like the man. He was the best rapper. Still to this day, my favorite rapper.
It's Chuck D and Cypress Hill's Be Real.
They formed
a super group called Prophets of Rage, which references a Public Enemy song of the same name from 1988. They're going to perform songs by all three bands. And Rage Against the Machine vocalist Zach De La Roca is not involved.
What is that guy doing? Nothing!
He's probably doing activist work somewhere.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was he's probably right. Yeah, doing true. That
stuff. You know, so if he's doing cool activist stuff, that's noble. But if he's doing, like, not-so-cool activist stuff, that's not so noble.
Phoenix, you have already gotten a compliment on your T-shirt.
Have I?
Yeah.
How? No one could
webcam.
See.
Webcam.
We have two different webcams in here.
Okay. Can I explain it really quick?
No, please. Because if you have to explain it, then nobody gets it.
No, let me explain it.
We just referenced it to Radio Land. He's got to explain it.
So let me say, back in the 70s, I had Polaroid cameras. It was one of my first gifts my father gave me, like real gifts. And so I walked around. But in the 80s, you know, one of my heroes was Andy Warhol. So Andy Warhol really helped popularize the use of the Polaroid in the pop world. So on the back of this T-shirt that says Polaroid on the front, I have pinned on Captain Andy and his sidekick Polaroid.
It's
referencing
a pretty cool shirt.
Andy Warhol.
It's really cool. I'll have to take a picture.
I think
of
you
back.
Took the hero superhero day a little like.
Well, yeah, because here at the school it's superhero day, so everyone's going, well, what's Polaroid camera have to do with superhero? Well, my heroes were artists, poets, and writers and musicians, not traditional superheroes.
Yeah, I got you.
Nice.
You with me?
Yeah,
I'm with you.
So, Brian, what have you been up to? What's life been like? It's been, a couple years since you've been on doing the theater?
Well, you know, a couple years.
It's been a few months, that's for sure. You know, months, things are going really good. You know, we're doing the school. We're just getting things moving with the elementary, and we're really excited about it.
Good.
Of course, all the things elsewhere are going well as well, so it's all good.
Well, we invited you in because we got stuck a couple times yesterday on some of the questions that we received, because we started talking about homes that were haunted, and then people started calling in with possession questions and demons. And one of the questions that we received was, can demons are they allowed to be in a church area? In a church building.
How did we even start this conversation?
What was it? Because of the girl on Facebook with the haunted house.
Yeah.
That's how we rolled into
it. The girl asked us if it was wrong to buy or sell a supposedly haunted house. Yeah. And then a listener called in and said, can a demon be in can it physically be in a church?
That's not how it started. It started with horror movies, because somebody chimed in because we were talking about a horror movie. And they said it was evil.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So there's, because I'm like, no, there was something else that I wanted to talk to Phoenix about.
We'll get to all of there are so many layers to this. So let me step back. Let me step back, give you the big picture.
But can we just get
do.
A big knife and chop it up like an onion? Instead of like layer by layer, 17 minutes later.
Let me just say that the Bible teaches that demon possession is a real phenomenon.
Yep.
So let's get that clear, that demon possession is real. But what we have to do then is say, well, who can be possessed? I'm of the camp that Christians cannot be possessed on any level. What does darkness have to do with light? So anyone who's saying, well, you know, my Christian friend, he got demon possessed, I wouldn't say that that's the case. So I would say the only people that can get possessed are non-Christians.
Okay, so that'll answer a question we actually got after the show yesterday on this.
Right, and what we look for in demon possession is we look for several things. Jesus, when he was dealing with demon-possessed people, there was some sort of alienation. They were alienating themselves. There's usually some sort of physical harm. They're harming themselves. And then thirdly, there's usually some supernatural presence, whether they have supernatural
strength
or just they're absolutely
levitating,
they can fly,
demon, you know, their thoughts are just so crazy. Yeah. So those are three of the characteristics you look for. So, you know, someone who comes in and says, you know, I've got a friend who's demon possessed, and I've had this many times, people would come up to me and they start talking a different voice. And I would just go, you're not demon possessed, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is, you know, you look for various, you know, characteristics of that.
Yeah.
And usually it's the, like I said, the supernatural presence. They're usually alienated themselves, cutting themselves, so on and so forth. And there's some sort of, you know, darkness that's surrounding them.
Yeah.
So someone just talking in a different voice doesn't mean that they're demon possessed.
Sure.
So what we've established so far is the Bible treats that demon possession is real. Mm-hmm. Christians can't get demon possessed. Non-Christians can, but there are specific things we look for in relationship to the possession.
So we had a question on Facebook that you mostly answered already, because they said, hey, I was listening to the show about demon possession, and they had a friend who was possessed on multiple occasions and interceded for on each one of us. And our conversations on the subject of Scripture regarding being sealed for Christ comes up. Does that mean that if we are in Christ, we are sealed against possession? And if so, does he still grant them permission to enter our minds or bodies?
Absolutely. If we're sealed, if we're a true believer, there's no way we're going to be demon-possessed. Again, go back to the basic principle is what does darkness and light? If the Holy Spirit is taking up residence, if he's living in you, he's not going to say, oh, yeah, come on in. Excuse me. You go ahead and, you know, have your way. That doesn't mean we can't be tempted. That doesn't mean that there isn't evil in the world that we're tempted with or things that can trip us up. But taking possession, taking residence in our life, completely different scenario. And I stand firm that a Christian, a true Christian, cannot be demon-possessed.
Word.
All right.
So my question to you is, if you knew that a house was haunted, would you buy it?
Okay, now that is a
big, you'd get a big discount. Like, say, we're talking like 3,000 square feet for like 120K.
So let me talk about the haunted thing, because that in and of itself is something that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
And this is, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in haunted houses. Because
like ghosts as far as, like, when people die.
Right.
Their spirit
because
is trapped
what biblically what does that communicate? That falls in, and again, all fairness to our Roman Catholic friends and whom I love, and I don't always agree with them, but that seems to indicate that there is something what we would call purgatory, this waiting area.
Oh, yeah.
So someone dies and their spirit's waiting to either go to heaven or hell.
Well, that's real. I saw this documentary once called Beetlejuice, and there's like a waiting room, and you got to take a number, and sometimes, think about that.
Yeah, so are there ghosts inhabiting a home? I personally don't believe. Now, is a demon going to take up residence in a house? To me, that seems kind of odd, because demons are not so much concerned about an uninhabited space. They're more concerned about people and tripping up people. So I think demons are going to be less like, hey, let's hang out in this.
And wait.
And wait.
Yeah.
And just scare people as they come.
Rah!
No, they're going to go and say, let's find this person who is very culpable and susceptible to demon possession, that they're opening the door of their mind through drugs, through darkness, through all these other things. And let's go trip him up. That is more the activity of Satan and demons, not taking up residence in some house. I personally think, like these haunted houses, sure, can bad things happen at houses? Yeah. I think it's all psychological. That's just me. I think people understand, like, wow, something wicked, evil happened there. But to say that the evil presence or the demon is there, I'm just not too sure about that. That's just me. There's a lot of people that disagree.
Does that mean the Haunted Mansion cannot be my favorite ride at Disneyland?
No, it can be. But,
okay, good.
But because you understand that there really is darkness and light, and you understand that, you know, it's a fun ride. But to go into a house and say that it's demon-possessed or it has ghosts, I don't know if that stands up biblically.
I want to talk about this, because yesterday what got us going on it was the fact that we got an email from someone who, or a text or whatever on Facebook, saying, hey, God does not give us a spirit of fear. When we watch evil for entertainment, we're talking about watching a horror film,
right?
When we watch evil for entertainment, we invite Satan to enter our thoughts, taking us out of communion with our Creator. We are to be in fellowship with God. God cannot be entertained by evil, so he cannot maintain his fellowship with us at the time that we choose to delight ourselves in fear, something to dwell on.
Yeah, the disagreement I would have with that particular statement is taking Satan in our thoughts. Now, can we be tempted? Sure, we could be tempted by evil. We could be tempted by Satan. You know, I guess Satan himself. I think if Satan is bothering you, you're going to feel. I would think probably more of would be an evil demonic sense of demon being being tempted. But taking him in and him taking residence there, I wouldn't buy into that line of thinking. We can be tempted by it. So I would go back to, let's say, Philippians 4, where Paul says, you know, these are the type of things you should be thinking on. What is pure? What is just? What is true? What is good? What is right? And then Paul ends that section saying, meditate on these, and the peace of God will be with you. So I think Christians should be preoccupied with thinking about what is good, what is true, what is right. But let me say here, on that note, guys, and this may throw it off on a different direction, mm-hmm. is some horror films are talking about truth. So if you are really dealing with, like, let's say a possession movie, you know, Christians adhere and hold to that demon possession is a real thing. So if it's not, if the movie is not glorifying demon possession and it's not trying to, you know, make it just for fun, but if it's really saying, hey, and I understand there was some sort of possession movie that some
The Conjuring
that some Christians were involved with, and it scared the heebie-jeebies out of people because they really tried to show it for what it really is.
Right.
If that's the case, I wouldn't recommend every high school student run to see this because there is a serious nature to it. But, you know, is it true? Well, then, yeah, it's true.
So we talked about this yesterday a little bit. Scott Derrickson, he is a famous horror genre movie director. He's directing the upcoming Doctor Strange film. He is a solid Christian. He went to Biola University.
Sure.
He picked the horror genre specifically because it tackled light versus dark, and it was a great way for him to be able to basically have a dialogue about faith. The question arose, well, you know, because they were saying, well, you should just steer clear of this. But when it comes to the arts, not the dark arts, but when it comes to you obviously you love poetry, you love
music, the arts,
you love the arts. Are there certain things that should be off limits to us?
No, because I certain things like should we glorify pedophilia? Yeah, that's off limits. Should we glorify certain things? Sure, I think there are some lines. But in the sense, like going back to Philippians 4, Paul's, you know, adage of what we should think of, Paul throws in that word true there. And there, you know, there is a truth to the Christians believe in a supernatural world. Yes. So if someone is going to artistically discuss, not glorify, not say, hey, isn't Satan cool? None of that stuff, but say, hey, folks, this is real.
Right.
This is something that people are truly dealing with. And we're going to look at it truthfully. And from the standpoint, artistically and truthfully, I think there is room for that. And I don't recommend parents sending their junior high kids to it, but I think it's something that Christians can earnestly look at and go, if the Bible talks about it, a full or biblical witness, if the Bible gives room for it, we should take it seriously.
Now, you mentioned the term true. Sorry.
Yeah.
And we got a text on the live line, 585 live. That's 585-5483. Someone said, well, wait, what constitutes someone as a true Christian and what is a false Christian?
Christian is they're born again. They're, you know, they've received Jesus Christ as Lord. They believe in his life, death, and resurrection.
Yeah.
So that's what a true Christian is. A false Christian is someone who grew up in church and says, I went to church. Is Christ your Savior? I went to church.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying is someone who hasn't received Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus said it himself. You must be born again. And what that actual term could also be translated as being born from above. You have to be, the Holy Spirit has to reside in you. If you are out there and you have never received Christ as Lord and Savior, you would have to stop and pause and say, am I a true Christian? Am I just a cultural Christian? Yeah, I grew up going to church. That doesn't make you a Christian. So that's what I mean by a true Christian and someone who's not a true Christian, that they're maybe a cultural Christian.
Right. Mm.
And there's a lot of cultural Christians out there. And I think a lot of the activity we see in the world by people who profess to be Christians, I don't know if they really are. That's between them and the Lord. It's not me to judge that. But it's one of those situations where you go, boy, he's saying he's a Christian, but he's sure doing non-Christian activity.
Yeah. I'm reading Brian Head Welch's new book.
Yep.
And it is, it's really amazing to see.
Now, he's back with Korn, isn't he?
Yeah. He's back with Korn, and that's what his book's all about, is the time that he had left Korn to the time he went back to Korn.
Right.
And so to see and hear his story from when he became a Christian And he really talks about all the struggles that he went through and the mistakes that he made, even right. though he was saved and he had God with him. He really talks about how when you're a baby Christian, you just you don't get it. You think you do, but you just don't. And so he really talks about some of the big mistakes that he made in the early stages of him being a Christian.
Sure. And let's be honest, though. And again, I may be kicked in the shin here. You guys may get some bad letters. I apologize for this.
Don't kick you, man.
But there's a lot of exploitation that happens in the church when a famous person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people, rather than coming alongside him and loving and discipling him and letting him just get his feet immersed in the Christian walk, we like to let's put him on a pedestal and all of a sudden make him a spokesperson, and they're exploited by certain segments of church. Same thing happened with Bob Dylan, and what happens is, in the case of Bob Dylan, he kind of said, man, I'm being exploited, I'm being taken advantage of here. I just want to find out what it means to follow Jesus. And so, though Brian Head Welch may have said, hey man, I've made some personal mistakes, I also want to, say sometimes the church does some things that really aren't becoming as well.
He talks about that in the book. A lot of his Christian, so-called Christian friends took advantage of him, stole money from
him. Totally. Right? Yeah. Hey, bro, glad you're Christian. Why don't you help my quote-unquote ministry?
Right.
All I need is about $1 million. Right. And then a year later he goes, hey, how's that ministry? Oh, bro, sorry, it fell apart.
Yeah.
Lord just took us in a different direction.
But I noticed that big new house you got, bro.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The Lord's been good to me. So that type of stuff could trip, a lot of people up. So I'm an advocate of when famous people, and there's been a lot of them. I remember, the horror writer Anne Rice, when she became a Christian.
Oh,
and she really was earnestly trying to follow Christ because she wrote so much about vampires and darkness and everything else. But at the core of a lot of what she was saying is a search for God.
Yeah.
And so she turned to Christ and really started to do things. But then she found out that there was a lot of exploitation that happened there. And though she kind of got in with some really interesting people, N.T. Wright was someone she was following and reading, and that's cool. But she saw that the church did some other things. So what did she do? She kind of turned away from the church, and she turned away and started to walk away. That's sad to me. And so, the Brian Head Welch thing, my thing is how cool, and what we should be doing as Christians is praying that he would be salt and light in that world. Because Korn, they're a rockin' band,
they represent. They're going to be here this summer with Rob Zombie. I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, the whole Rob Zombie, the what I'd call third wave goth, it really has, some interesting components
to
it.
What was the second wave?
Second wave was like The Cure.
Okay.
And
first wave
would have been Joy Division, Christian Death.
Where were the Misfits in that?
Misfits were proto-punk.
Did you guys see that for Riot Fest, the Misfits are getting back with Danzig?
Dude. Yeah, Danzig. Yeah.
Misfits would have been what I would call post-punk. Now, they had some of the goth sensibilities.
Sorry, I just totally got us off track. Yeah. But you said third wave goth, and I was like, shut up, there are waves.
Yeah.
It comes in waves.
Yeah, third wave goth. Totally, yeah.
Question, since we're talking music now. Will boy bands ever come back around?
Well, boy bands have really never left. One Direction,
Thank
so on
you.
So
That's
forth.
That's what I said.
Boy bands are always going to be there, but in a strong. The bigger question is the talented boy band going to come back?
Like the Jackson 5?
Well, like Duran Duran. Duran Duran actually played their instruments. They wrote their own songs.
No.
They did all of this, and they were essentially a boy band. They were called... Yes, they were.
No. Simon Le Bon was the vocalist. Like, he was seriously... If you go like that new wave era, wouldn't Depeche Mode be more like quote boy band because there were multiple singers and that Dave Gahan did most of it? But then you got like Martin Gore.
But what I would say, boy band is
so proud of me.
Boy band, as I do it, are usually five or four good-looking guys
who
are not always sing. Some dance. Some just do that. But some, yeah, the traditional American boy band, they all sang. Uh-huh. But in the larger sphere of boy band, it was good-looking guys with a pop sensibility that had a very stylistic...
Motley Crue.
Aerosmith. Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
Motley Crue. Yeah, Motley Crue, interesting. Motley Crue's first album was a great album. But then after that album, they kind of lost.
Was the first album Girls, Girls, Girls?
No, bro. Okay. It was Motley Crue. It had Merry Go Round and, Livewire.
Like Theater of Pain was after that, right?
So I would say boy bands have never left.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for that incantation. But, when you talk about Duran Duran, you have to understand that 1979 was pinnacle year for music. Because what happened is punk rock basically died there. Disco had died. So what you had is in 1979, you had the birth of post-punk and Joy Division.
You had the birth of me.
And then the birth, 79, important year musically. And then 79, so you had post-punk, and then you had the new romantic movement with Japan. So 79, Joy Division put out Unknown Pleasures, and Japan put out Quiet Life. And both of those albums spawned a whole new genre. So Duran Duran followed Japan in that new romantic sound. And then the post-punk guys, like that you guys just talked about, the wave of goth music, each wave followed from what we'd call that post-punk sensibility. So, but 79 was an incredibly important year musically.
Shout out to Boyz II Men. That was on the live line.
Ooh,
we got a question. How can you tell when you're being harassed? I believe I was harassed before, but my family thinks it was just my imagination. The Temptations, by the way. Also boy band. It was very real to me, though, and I was truly terrified. What should I do?
Yeah, demon possession, again, I think there's some very key things you need to understand.
You can't just pee on a stick and see if it's positive or negative.
Just to say, I'm having lustful thoughts. That's probably more temptation, but being harassed by a demon, again, going back to those characteristics I said, are you alienating yourself? You're not wanting to be around people. Are you wanting to physically harm yourself? Are you, is there something supernatural, not just supernatural strength, but are you like really demented thoughts? I mean, I'm wanting to take this knife and I'm wanting to stab this person 46 times.
Yeah.
Those are the types of things that you stop and go, okay, I am being, influenced by demons. But again, if you're a Christian, you're not going to be doing that. You could be tempted. You can be, put on some trial, but you're not going to be possessed. This is for the non-Christian.
Brian Nixon. Oh, so great.
Coming up, his top 10 favorite horror movies of all time.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
You guys rock. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We missed you. All right, when we come back, Taylor has more headlines for you. We'll hit the live line. A lot of people are texting in.
Yeah.
And hang out with us, okay?
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Conservatives meeting at Facebook headquarters in California after controversy over what's trending.
Trump and the RNC will jointly raise money for the general election and for GOP candidates in other races.
Yet another severe spring storm, this time hammering parts of South Texas.
Plenty of damage in the San Antonio area, which was hit hard once again by a hailstorm.
The Fed not ruling out a possible interest rate hike in June.
In a trial stemming from last year's death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, the defense has rested its case. Police officer Edward Nero is charged for his alleged role leading to the death of Gray, a black man who suffered a broken neck while in police custody.
Some air travelers are taking those long lines for airport security in stride.
If it will help from bombing or anything else getting on the planes that don't need to be on, then I'm for that.
There's a new record for a diamond sold at auction. The Oppenheimer Blue, considered the largest vivid blue diamond ever auctioned off, selling for more than $50 million.
.937, hello.
High today of 73 degrees.
Thanks for being a part of the show.
Yeah, no probs. It's my job, here every day, actually. So, no need to thank me.
Hit the traffic thing.
Wasn't talking about you. Traffic!
San Mateo Boulevard at I-40. At Cutler, there is an accident. Also, we've got an accident at Alameda Boulevard East at Rio Grande Boulevard.
Oh, man.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Traffic brought to you by Raspberry Pez.
Hey.
Hoping it's half as good as other Pez.
Can I have one of those?
Captain America Pez.
One day, if I can get this package open, you shall, my friend.
Man, I didn't know Captain America liked raspberry.
I don't either, but you know, he's kind of cool.
He does.
That's why I'm Team Cap.
If you see Civil War, there's that scene where Tony looks at him and then Captain America goes...
Yep. And then that's what starts the whole feud because
Civil War.
Tony Stark is obviously a blueberry guy and Cap's like, raspberries for days. And it got really weird because then you got people like War Machine who's like, what about the blackberry? And and then it was like, that's racist.
Everybody pants now.
Nerd stuff probably really excites you because you're a nerd.
Yeah, well, that's...
I don't like that person.
It's an actual statement of...
Bad
right. Should I load him up? Okay. If I hand you a Pez, okay.
Can I have
just
one sans dispenser?
Guys, this is radio.
Because I'm touching them all?
No.
Here you go. Right.
Thank you.
Everybody
I'm team Iron Man.
Oh, that makes sense. I want Dex to eat this Pez straight from Cap's mouth.
I do too. I want that as well.
Like on the air, I have to flip it into your mouth because I haven't had a Pez dispenser in some years now. I
want to
see if I can still pop it right. You know what I'm saying, dog?
This is pretty good.
I was the Pez popper back in the day in high school. Ready?
Let's
see. Pop! Oh, it doesn't shoot out. Oh. It just... Here, would you like a piece of candy from Cap's neck?
Sure. Thanks, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Raspberry.
Yeah, it's straight from his neck.
The live line, real quick, just run through some of the texts that we got so we can move on.
We got one saying, I wish Pez came in apple flavor because then literally you'd be eating the Adam's apple.
It's disgusting. Boo.
No one said that. That was me. I just wanted to keep talking about Pez.
This person said, we rejoice when famous people come to Christ. However, I notice people clinging to the conversation more seriously than the actual gospel, and it can cause an ugly ripple effect.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton is an example.
Yeah, dude. He played for the Texas Rangers. Then he played for the Angels. And it was like, why do we pay money for him?
Does Knob Hill have a service tonight?
Nope.
No. This person said, I don't believe I was possessed. I was being bothered and followed.
Sure. I think that's possible.
Wow. The raspberries taste like raspberries. And the schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
We got a podcast guy. He says, sorry, guys, I'm only able to listen to the podcast, so I'm always a day behind.
That's fine. Hey, you can text us anytime still.
Thanks, podcast friend.
Any podcasters, whenever you listen,
everybody
check in.
Now.
Be a part of the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Also we got a couple of Facebook posts saying that they love hearing Brian Nixon.
Oh, which one was he? Was he the girl?
That was the girl earlier.
Ah.
No. I'm confused. Brian was the guy with the Venom shirt on.
Oh, right. And the girl
used to sing in the band.
Yes. Okay.
Just great seeing Brian. Just love him.
He's a good dude.
All right, there we go. We got some more headlines to get to.
Good news, everyone. The good news is, start reading.
This is a really good story right here. There's a 22-year-old in Detroit named Morgan.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Are you sure?
Just because
I know
me.
A boy Morgan and a girl Morgan. And they're both in Albuquerque right now.
Says she's
been fighting an inoperable brain tumor for several years.
I still don't know if it's a boy or girl.
Because I don't know. So among other things, okay, here we go. She never got to go to her prom. Okay,
so
there we
go.
So
it's a girl.
It's a girl. But she finally went to one on Saturday that was set up by a charity. Check this out.
Okay.
Apparently, she's a huge Detroit Red Wings fan. I don't know. What is that?
I think that's a baseball
team. It's croquet.
Baseball?
Gosh, guys.
She recently wrote a letter to a 24-year-old player named Riley Sheehan.
Huh?
Sheehan?
Uh-huh.
Sheehan.
Totes.
Pronounced Sheehan.
Yep.
To see if Riley would go with her to prom.
Nice.
So he got in touch with her family last week, but she didn't even know about it. Then he surprised her on Saturday by showing up at her door to take her to prom. And you'd think the guy would probably just maybe stick around for maybe a photo op, maybe do a dance.
Yeah.
No, he stayed for all 3 hours.
No way!
Heck yeah, he did.
Kind of like, I guess, a prom event. So
Morgan's my date, and I don't think she knows quite yet that I'm here, and we're going to surprise her, so it'll be pretty cool. Nerve-wracking. It's more nervous than like a playoff game. I guess it's just something you're not really used to, so to sort of see the expression on her face, it'll be definitely worth it.
Morgan's the hugest Red Wing hockey fan there is. She loves these guys.
Oh, it's hockey.
What is hockey?
You knew that.
Of course I knew that.
You knew that.
I'm the only sports guy in here.
I love how excited he was about it.
Here's the kind of odd thing in my opinion.
Oh, boy.
She's 22 and he's 24. So, like, it's almost like a real date.
Well, yeah.
Going out
look at
on a date
them.
With
they
a
look
man.
Very happy
like,
together.
Is it weirder when it's like a celebrity that goes to a dance with like a 16-year-old? Or is it weirder because it's like, hey, man, I'm a year older than you. Maybe we could hit
I'm
this
gonna
thing
say
off.
I'm going to say the adult celebrity going to the dance with the underage person.
Is weirder?
So do you think maybe he's leading her on is what you're saying?
Oh, no.
I think that's what you were saying.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I don't think she's taking it that way.
But, nah, she looks like she's just having fun.
Yeah, I mean, she's a huge fan. She's a fan of the Red Wings, probably a huge fan of him.
What would really suck is if, you know, because people proclaim, like, dude, huge fan of this sports team. And then, you know, if it's not, like, the one star a lot of times, especially with the ladies, they don't know beyond like who their biggest star is. Like, oh, you're a big Angels fan? It's like, I love Mike Trout. And I'm like, yeah, man, let's start talking about like Johnny G or some other in there. And then nobody can follow.
Is
they
Red
just
Wings
like
honey
one.
Barbecue or is that Parmesan? Yeah.
That's the Parm. So
okay,
this guy shows up and it's like, oh,
I like that.
I only know like 3 Red Wings. Are you? You do?
You can't even order just 3, can you?
No, I don't think so. Now you have to order at least 5 to get the same flavor.
That's stupid.
I know.
Well, I guess the whole thing went great. Morgan said it was one of the best nights she's ever had.
Good, Morgan.
And now she's waiting for him to propose.
I'm pretty sure hockey ended after Mighty Ducks 3.
Yeah, I thought.
I don't think it was.
I didn't think hockey was even in America anymore. I just thought it was a Canadian thing.
Nope, I didn't even know happening. Canada was still a thing.
The Tampa. What's hilarious is there are multiple people on the live line like, dude.
I thought Trump
the
bought
Red Wings
Canada.
Is a hockey team.
No.
Yeah, the playoffs are still going on. The Western Conference is San Jose, who is, I think they're losing now. Did they lose game 3 yesterday?
Is Joshua Jackson still playing?
Yeah.
We don't care.
Against the Blues.
It sounds
and then,
weird.
Yeah,
I think you're mixed
Penguins
up.
Penguins are playing the Lightning, which I was going for the Lightning because it's like Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just good news right there, guys. Just good news.
Until he breaks her heart.
Well,
don't you break her heart, man.
Until the update. We'll leave it at that.
Pez!
If he does break her heart, he should look at her and yell out, slap shot, and then run away.
That's not.
A new Ghostbusters trailer was released yesterday, and it's way better than the first one. It wasn't released on YouTube right away, however.
Let's watch it.
It will haunt you every night.
This never
works. Who is that?
Works.
Is that Whatever a hockey person?
It is. No one should have to encounter that kind of evil.
Oh, gosh.
That was...
Except you girls, I think you can handle it.
Oh, you Ghostbuster girls.
Guys, this is translating for me. Be quiet.
We see what no one else is willing to see.
I heard they were
going to
call them the Ghostbusties, but they thought that would be like
others can't do.
Crack on their femininity. So
I got to tell you guys, the second trailer definitely was better than the first one.
See, I liked the first one was better. Yeah.
But this trailer was cool. Almost gave away too much.
Way too much. Don't watch this trailer if you were thinking about seeing the movie. It spoils way too much.
There you go.
Well, the first one became the most hated trailer in YouTube history.
Wow.
It's because people were upset that they were ladies.
That's dumb.
We got a text on the live line from a clone of Brian Nixon.
Neato.
Who said, Duran Duran are thieves. They stole their sound and songwriting skills from a band called Japan.
Wait.
Also, I'm soaking in a vat of powdered milk.
No, that is Brian Nixon. He's got one of those in his office. I've seen it. That's Brian.
Oh, man, that's good.
All right. I said Tucson, but I really know it was you, Gentry.
Oh, okay.
Which is hilarious because off air, Beenix was seriously showing us music videos of Japan and was like, dude, and I was singing, girls on film, and it's really Japan. And
then he asked me if I wanted to go soak in the
vat of powdered milk.
In case he ever asks you that, just say no.
Do you soak in powdered milk? Like, because is it wet?
He will find a way.
Okay.
Washington, D.C. is the fittest city in America for the 3rd year in a row.
Good
Minneapolis is second. Denver is third. I've always
New Mexico?
Heard that, no. I've always heard that Denver is very, very fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot, lot of outside activities.
Outside activities.
I love
soaking
Denver.
In a powdered milk outside.
Yep, pretty much.
George Zimmerman did end up selling his gun for $120,000.
What? Whoa, are you serious?
Straight.
You gotta be kidding me. Who bought
straight
that thing?
George Zimmerman's auction for the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin has closed. The winning bid topped $120,000. We're told roughly 7 verified users participated in the bidding war. Zimmerman has to verify the winner and his or her funds before the sale is finalized. The top bidder is anonymous at this point due to the auction site rules.
Well, yeah.
There are reports
anonymous forever.
That the gun sold for up to $138,000. That is mind.
Yeah,
I can't even handle
I got no words on
can't
that
even
one,
handle.
Man. That's a terrible story.
But this says they're told that number is from a fake bid. So who knows? How did that guy sell that gun? Washington, wait, you already said that. You can now go to Burger King through Facebook's Messenger app.
Mm.
But you still have to go pick it up for yourself.
That's pretty cool.
You can order from Burger King.
Man, that's the future, guys. We're in the future.
We are not in the future.
We're living
not even
in the future
Christmas
right
yet, but Christmas is right around the
future
corner.
Future right now happening.
An Egypt Air flight from Paris to Cairo disappeared last night, and there's still information coming out about it right now.
Yeah, is there any updates or
it's
anything?
It's a developing story. They're saying, and this is serious. They're saying that the plane swerved and plunged, and the U.S. government is operating on an initial theory that a bomb took down Egypt Air flight, and they're saying that it is more likely a terror incident than a technical incident.
This is the second major incident in 2 months with Egypt Air specifically.
Mm.
I would.
That's so sad.
I just feel like I would not.
66 people on board gone.
Gosh, dude. Unbelievable.
You guys keep the families of those involved in your prayers.
Yes, please.
A new list of the most embarrassing NFL jerseys to own for each team includes any Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
Really?
No, I put that in there. But it sounded true.
No, I mean, I believed it right away. I was like, I bet you the Bucs are number one.
Tim Tebow for the New York Jets. Kicker Scott Norwood, who lost a Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills. And Ryan Leaf for the San Diego Chargers.
He was a disappointment.
What happened to him?
He was drafted over another quarterback that they could have taken San Diego. They were like, oh, we got to weigh out the options. It's the draft.
Was
this
Ryan Tom
Leaf
Brady
guy.
Or something?
Nope, this Ryan Leaf guy. What's this kid from Tennessee? Peyton what?
Peyton Manning?
Yeah. Let's go with Leaf.
Oh, and then he just turned out to be a disappointment.
Bombed. I would love a Ryan Leaf jersey. It would be fun to own all these terrible jerseys.
Yeah, dude. The year he was drafted, I just couldn't imagine.
Very hipster of you.
For the rest of your life, you're the guy that drafted Ryan Leaf.
Google will pay people $20 an hour. For what? To ride along in their self-driving cars. Guess who just got a new job?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait,
really,
how much?
$20 an hour.
Count me in, man.
Count me in. I'm doing it, dude. For all you philosophy majors out there looking for gainful employment, Google may be the thing for you. They're on the lookout for people in Mountain View, California, holding a bachelor's degree to sit in the driver's seat of its self-driving cars. The vehicle safety specialist, that's what your job title would be, you would sit behind the wheel of the car for 6 to 8 hours per day while the car drives itself, just as a precaution in case of emergency. The position pays $20 an hour.
I don't know if I want that
Moving
job.
To Cali, gonna get a job sitting in a car and doing nothing.
I'd rather be doing something than nothing.
Not me, man. You can cruise around on the internet, order Burger King via Facebook Messenger, and troll people.
Okay. Mm.
That sounds good. No, you guys don't want to do that?
Not really.
Stupid. $20 an hour, man. Netflix has launched a website to measure internet speed. I need to go to this website.
Yeah, I know, because the Netflix still doing it to you?
Yep.
Buffering like crazy?
But I think it's CenturyLink's fault. Netflix relies on internet speed, and they will now be providing you a free way to measure your internet download speed. I'm doing that today.
Yep, we're going to do that.
It's free. According to a new survey, people who text are the most annoying drivers. Emoji. That was me texting out loud.
Yeah. By the way, Ryan Leaf was taken second overall. Peyton Manning went first. So
who's Brian Leaf?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Was that his brother?
So it wasn't like
Brian Leif Garrett. Well, Expedia asked over 1,000 people one thing. And that was who was the most annoying driver. Unanimously, I guess, people who text They took the top spot for the third year in a row. 14% of people admitted that they do sometimes text and drive, which means 86% of people are just liars. Because we all text and drive, you jerks. Everybody quit.
I mean, I don't.
Here are the five most annoying drivers on the road. Number one, people who text and drive. 22% admitted they're the most annoying type of driver. 2% people who tailgate. Or that's number two. That's 14% of people. Most annoying on the road, people who tailgate. You guys, what do you guys think?
I don't like that.
Totes?
Totes.
Number three, people who skip the line at an exit, go to the front, and then merge. I do that. What are you doing?
Just taking video, you know. People keep sending us video of their, like, normal days, so I figured live on the air, I'd just take a random video.
Is Facebook live right now?
No.
Buck, you're right. This is great radio.
Hey, Buck. Number four, people who drive slow in the left lane. Number five, people who drive below the speed limit. Those are all the most annoying people.
Oh, good.
Do you guys do number three? People who skip the line at an exit, go to the front, and then merge?
Ugh. No, I hate those people.
You know who does that?
What?
Teo.
Oh,
I do
no!
I kind of do it, too.
I do it. It's just managing your time more efficiently. Yeah. I mean, because inevitably, there's going to be a truck, like an 18-wheeler or something up there, that shifts slower. And you can just go whoop.
In my soul, I have like a one letter inner rule. So like if there's one guy that's like, I'm in the line, I'm like, I'm in the line. I'm staying in this line. I'm going to be a good driver citizen. And then there's like a bunch of cars coming forward. I'll be like, you know what? You lucky one. I choose you. And I let that one person in. And then all of a sudden, like, comes the Honda Civic trying to sneak in with it. And I'm like, nope. And then I literally ride the bumper of the car I just let in for the rest of my life.
I feel like you have all this power.
Usually follow them home. Yeah. Because I'm like,
choose.
I let you in.
Yeah.
I am now stuck to you because I will not let anyone in.
It's very
one letter inner limit in my mind.
It's very villain of you.
Yeah. You know, I'm growing in my stuff.
In your villainy? Guys, that's all my news for
today.
All
right, everybody. Gosh, I have an earache.
Wow. Yeah?
It just hurts.
I'm sorry,
man. Are you
okay?
I'm all right.
I wish we could have done this Whiskey Tango story about the dude that made it across the parking lot. That's really funny.
I have so many good... I didn't do any today.
We should save them for tomorrow, though.
Okay.
Because it's Friday.
Whiskey Tango Friday. I have a few, including one that involves... an underground vault.
Oh, no.
Neato.
Kidding.
Open the vault, baby.
Yeah. There it is.
Thank you.
All right.
To the person who chimed in on the live line just saying, open up the vault.
I just needed to get some kitty litter out. So
get
can
it.
You guys,
can you, yeah, no. Are
it.
We done?
We're done.
We're going to wait. Hold on. I just wanted to look.
Dude, I got stock power. Let's go, Dex. Shut
it's
the door.
There's like comic books over here.
Don't hit that button, Steve.
I think we left it. This is what it's like. This is what it's like to not get left. I love it.
Guys, there's comics in here. I'm just gonna...
He's beating on the door.
Tell my wife I love her. I'll see you guys later.
I'm not telling Christina. Oh, there he is.
Why would you... I said to leave me in here. It
see?
Was a great excuse.
That's why you never leave somebody in there.
There you go. We're done, guys.
My out.
If you missed any of the show this morning, hit the podcast. iTunes. Google Play. Star88.fm as well. The text line continues. You can text us, you podcasters out there. Feel free to text us anytime. 585-LIVE.
That's right.
Email us at studio@star88.fm. Thank you to Brittany Flowers for stopping by.
Oh, so great.
Thank you to Brian Nixon for stopping by. We talked demons.
We did.
And boy bands.
I mean, same diff.
Yeah, pretty much. And anybody else stop by? Oh, Stephen Christian.
Yeah, we had Stephen in studio.
We talked big rigs this morning.
Yep. You guys got more presence than me, and I'll forever hold it against Brittany Flowers.
Booyah!
Forever, Britt. Forever.
Where the cookie crumbles.
That's cool. I don't need gifts.
Have a great day, you guys. We love you so much. Goodbye now.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.